going, head of the game?
Jeez. All right, guys. Welcome back to episode number 37.
Cheers. Let's go,
baby. Shut up, Randall. Fuck. Bro, I was going to bring you in on some hype shit, and you've just piped up.
I swear you said episode 36.
Wait, is it 36? Ah, oh, shit. I fucked up.
Cheese.
All right, so, no, that's old. We can't be doing that now. It's actually cringe.
So I do enjoy it, though. Hypes you up a little bit. Just a little sheesh. Makes me feel like I'm important.
You wake up in the morning and you just bang a little sheesh.
Yeah, I wake up and I just go,
anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we are greeted by one of YouTube's finest men. One of YouTube's finest gentlemen. His name is Randolph. Wait, what's your last name?
Well, I don't have one in my username, but Andrew Shane is my real
Andrew
name.
Shane.
Andrew Shane. Shane, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Andrew Shane, he comes with names. No shame.
What?
I'll just spit a little bar there, sorry.
Why? That's link steel got to your head, bro.
Yeah. Anyways, what are you saying? How's your day?
My day is good, man. I've done nothing today. Had some PC issues recording, so yeah.
That sounds
you
like
got
a
new
day.
PC and it's already busted.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should.
No, we shouldn't.
No, we shouldn't. Right. Anyways, moving on.
Moving on.
You came through. You got the Rolly on today, so I appreciate you.
Yeah, it's the Rolly.
Essentially.
A light roll.
It's an Apple Watch, but it's engraved by Rolex.
Do you remember back in the day when you was a kid and you'd be rocking like this coldest Thomas the Tank Engine watch?
Nah, Pokemon, of course,
shit was
bro.
Bussing, bro. Like blue with a little red like hand.
Nah, see, bro. I always came through with the G-Shock.
G-Shock
I was on my athletic
bro,
shit.
Bro, like, not when you're like seven, though.
No,
because you know you would buy like a bundle, you would buy like a school bag, and it'd come with a little watch.
Oh yeah.
Walking
yeah.
to school, all the
your uncle
getting
like,
you,
know, yo.
you get like a watch, pencil case, pencils unsharpened, and you got to sharpen it yourself.
That was that's a bit too far.
Yeah.
you know when Vidal first started popping off.
After Vidal.
After training JJ, I remember he bought like a G-Shock, and JJ just like went in on them.
Bro, bro, G-Shock is fucking cool.
Yeah, they're sick.
Have you seen their collab with Casio?
Yeah.
God, I need to get one of those.
I swear
to God, they're sick.
Who was it that got an iced out G-Shock? Was it Tifu?
Yeah, it was Tifu.
Yeah. It's gangster, isn't it?
They're so cool. I think Simon has a G-Shock as well, actually. I kept bugging him and telling him to ice it out, but he didn't want to do it.
Yeah, JJ had none of it, though. Hated it.
Yeah, but you know what? JJ's got some sus taste in a lot of things, I'd say. There's some...
JJ's like trainer collection.
Mad sus, bro. Mad
the old, sus. The old trainers were like all high tops, black and gold.
Like
a metal like...
Yo, do you remember the one with the wings on it?
Yeah.
Oi, if we can, we'll try and find a picture to put on the podcast of JJ wearing the wing crap. But
that was the penthouse days, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. He used to... It was called Zanotti. Is that the... Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
like... There was a particular brand. I remember. He just got his Lambo, right? I should be doing this when he comes on the podcast. But anyways, he just got this Lamborghini... what was it? The Aventador. He shouted at me. He said, "Right, cool, let's go Selfridges." So I was like, "Cool, let's go Selfridges." We go on. By the way, going shopping in Lamborghini's point. There's no space to put the shit that you buy, right? Yeah. So we rock up to Selfridges. It takes about half hour for him to figure out how to park the thing. And once you park it, we go in there. And I swear to God, I thought we were just going in there to do a bit of shopping. I was quite excited. I want to grab a few pieces.
Yeah,
anyways,
yeah.
He's like, "All right, cool. I need to get some new shoes." He walks into this like Zanotti place. I forget the exact name of the brand, but people will know what I'm talking about. He goes in there and he goes to the guy. The guy recognizes him as if he'd been in there before. And he goes, "Yes, JJ, what's going on? Like, you want some new shoes?" JJ goes, "Yeah." And he goes, okay, which ones do you like the look of? He's like, if you could just give me 10 pairs of the latest ones that came out, all in size 10, that would be great. I'll take them. And I said, JJ, you don't even know what they look like. He's like, "Yeah, no, but I like these shoes, so I know they'll be nice." I swear to God, they pulled out some of the ugliest shoes I've ever seen. Yeah?
That explains a lot, to be fair.
Yeah, that
is a recipe for disaster. 10 of the latest crepes.
Yeah. He said, so not only that, now I'm moving around like some bag holder. Yeah, I'm holding all his shoes for him while he's cutting around. I said, "Why the fuck have I come along here?"
This was before your blow up, though, bro.
No. Bro, this was FIFA career mode time. I was really about it back then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm walking around like a fucking donkey mule with all his shoes. And then I thought, okay, maybe I'll get some shopping in here. He says, "Right, okay, let's head home." Right, so we drove all the way in. We got his 9 latest shoes or 10 latest shoes. And then we get to the Lamborghini. I go, "JJ, these shoes aren't going to fit in a Lambo." So what happened? We put 2 pairs of the shoes that managed to fit in the tiny little trunk in the front. And then guess what?
He just dashes them.
No. He stacks them all up on my lap. I've got another 8 pairs and I'm holding on to them as we're driving back to his gap. And I'm thinking, you've taken the fucking piss out of me today. Like, I couldn't believe it.
He could have put them on a passenger seat and made you get an Uber. That would have been
the biggest. No, I was thinking, get an Uber and put them in the
Uber. Yeah.
But anyways, that was one of the biggest violations I've ever experienced.
Yeah, he was built different. He got humbled though in a good way, you know.
Yeah. Like, why did he get humbled? Was there a particular experience?
The boys, isn't it? Just, yeah. Everyone in general, just, you know, we made sure that he's actually, you know, not going.
That's true. Because, well, you've mentioned it a few times, but there is sort of like you have the sidemen and then you have the troops, which are just like the boys, like me, you, Lux, and we do our absolute best to make sure he stays humbled. I feel like he'd end up like those LA guys.
You don't want to end up like those.
You don't want to end up like those.
No, of course, they're all morons.
Yeah, no, it's true though. It is actually true. They are actually big. Yeah,
like,
you
I do agree.
I'm talking like when you go out on a night out in LA, the type of people that you bump into are like, not even talking about YouTube, I'm talking about just LA people.
It's mad.
It's jarring.
Mad.
They're really annoying and they're always talking about, what's your socials, bro? Like, I'm just like, let's just have a drink, man.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But yeah.
When they start whacking out impressions, that's going on. It's like bringing up analytics on your phone. When you're in LA.
Impressions. Yeah. Like Gordon Ramsay or something.
Yeah.
It's like, what's that got to do with it?
I remember when we went on Gumball and there was this tone, like, I can't drop a name here, but he comes up to me on the Jay-Z. Final night in the middle of the club, brings out his phone and he goes, yo, how many Instagram impressions do you get a month or something like that?
I've gone,
I'll have a look. And I show him and he goes, you know what's crazy? We can fill a stadium 100 times over with that many impressions.
He goes, we're doing it, bro.
We're doing it, bro.
And I was sat there thinking like, what?
No, you got to say who it is. You got to say it.
I can't drop names because...
The people that go on Gumball
don't figure it out.
Right. Like, okay.
You end up getting assassinated for this shit.
Fair enough, I got you.
He was a nice guy, which is quite a...
funny story. I went to, we've been on a couple US trips together. We went to Vegas was a big one. I remember that was the
first time we shacked up once.
Did we?
Well, kind of, yeah. We were in JJ's suite, innit? We had like a double bedroom.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, we got
a wife, bro.
We got freaky.
I did have a wife, but you know, freezes. You know,
that was the first time I really got to know like Randy properly, though. I think like that's when everyone became a lot closer because I knew you. We'd met a few times, but like we weren't friends like we are now.
I was always at uni, so I obviously known everyone since like the back in the day on FIFA, COD, and all that. But I didn't really like see many people. So pretty around then is when I started like actually. You know, face to face
coming through.
Yeah, that was a fun trip.
That was a fun trip. Yeah, that was wild. Then we coined a term called the Randy moment.
What's that?
Randy just seems to lack some of like the most basic logic that critical thinking and that. No, not even. It's not even critical. It's just thinking.
Yeah, it's like my thoughts out loud, really. You know? Yeah.
And so there just became this thing called like the Randy moment. It's just like if you did something so far beyond anything that ever made sense, then you.
It's a Randy moment.
Randy moment. But there were so many on that trip. I'm trying to think of an example, but I can't do it. But it was a good trip. I remember that one night then, JJ was just gambling all the time as he does, right? And one night, he spent too much, lost too much. So I was like, oh, don't gamble tonight, man. Don't gamble. He's like, yeah, no, I won't. He was drunk as well, like completely waved. We got back from a club. And then I wake up in the morning to go for like a piss or something at 4 a.m., right? And I don't know why, but I was like, you know, I'm just going to check his door, yeah? And his door was like wide open. I was like, it's a bit weird. Like, so I go in there and then like, he's not there.
At 4 a.m.?
Yeah, he's not there. And like, he's like, safe's open.
No!
I'm like, what's going on? So I go downstairs to the casino floor. It's MGM. And I just see him there. Like, it's empty. you know in Vegas casino when it starts getting too late and no one's there?
Yeah.
No one's there
just
anymore.
Him at the table.
He's just there at the table getting a massage. Tipping like family.
Bro, he loves a massage as well. Yeah, like, when we go out beef and shit, he's always like, yo, Chip, let's get a massage. We're sat in the middle of the club, just both sat there getting massages.
He loves it.
Yeah, and he's just paying like stupid money for his massage.
Yeah.
It's weird. That's one of the things in Vegas, in Ibiza, in those clubs and like in casinos or whatever, there's just these ladies wearing pretty much nothing, just cutting around going, would you like a massage?
I love it.
Would you like a massage? You are always
I love a good massage.
Yeah, Sig hanging out the mouth in the club. Yeah.
I'm just bathing there. So I feel like Scarface, you know?
It's probably rolling his chips through his fingers as well on the table.
Yeah. He sat there. And
get
some
like 5 quid.
Some girl's literally just been giving a massage for about an hour, but he just keeps giving her a fiver every 10 minutes and she just keeps going.
Her fingers are falling off. Don't stop there. Don't stop now.
Yeah. I'm not there yet.
To be fair, I am itching to get back to Vegas though.
Mm.
No, yeah, I feel like when you're there, you're like, oh man, at the end, it's like, it's too much. But since COVID, it's like, nah, I need to get back there.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I feel like 3 to 5 days is the peak Vegas trip.
Yeah.
But no, man, I'm excited to go out on holiday. We're trying to get out. We're trying to get out to Ibiza at some point.
Well, it's open now, right?
Yeah, just got put on the green list. But you know what? Knowing the fucking government, it'll go back onto the red list
the
tomorrow.
Day before, so.
Nah, I'll put word in.
Yeah, let them know. Text Boris.
Yeah.
Can't tell you. Got to delete Matt out your contacts list now.
Can't text him anymore.
Matt's done out here. Did you see the way he was gripsing it up? Oh my God, Matt looked like it was the first time he'd ever lipped someone.
I thought it was a photo at first. And then online, I saw the video, and I was like, I can't believe we've got a video out of this. Yeah. Like 30 seconds long, him just there. Oh, man.
No, but do you know what was crazy is that he's exactly how I imagined him to like.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, on TV when they're talking about it, and it's like actual like live BBC or something, and they go, and we've just got this news in, Matt Hancock has left his wife.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? It was just after he'd read out his like resignation or whatever, and he walks off, and then it is, and the news is in. Matt Hancock has left his wife.
Is that actually happening? Are they split now then?
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine so. I mean,
she's probably left him though, right?
I fucking imagine that, mate.
Yeah, I don't know why they're saying he left her. Yeah. I'm pretty sure she's gone now.
I thought it was a joke, honestly. When I first saw it, I was like, it can't be real. Yeah. It can't be real, but like, it's so good.
My favorite thing was his Twitter apology was, so if I was him, just write out like a twit longer. Just, bro, anything other than that is going to be fucking weird. Yeah, on the little note
screenshot.
Yeah, just chuck that out there and just say, sorry, I had a stinker. Yeah, I fumbled the bag. My bad. I hope we get over the pandemic.
Didn't
whatever.
Fumble the bunda though. That's...
Yeah. And then instead, he puts out a video, like a minute long video, and it looks like his wife's got a gun to his head behind the camera and is there like, right, Matt, you're going to fucking apologize for this shit right now, broski. And the way he just harping on about it, and I'm thinking, nobody trusts a single thing that comes out of your dirty mouth anymore.
Yeah.
And then the other clip that I saw, which was a bit of a shame, really, because ultimately this bloke, he didn't deserve anything, but the girl that was in that video lipsing up Matt, there's footage of her packing up her stuff in the in the car on the street. Right, she's putting her stuff away, and it's just so. So funny. It's obviously not funny if your families have been ruined here, but it's fucking funny. Okay?
It is funny. From the outside, you got
from the outside.
Her husband was a millionaire. So she has genuinely got a rich husband already. Yeah. She's left him and gone. Yeah, Matt Hancock has got that dick.
Like, that whopper.
He's got a hog.
The bloke
on him.
Was good looking as well. He's like decently looking as well. I can't believe she's done that.
Yeah. Well, anyways, this guy is literally helping her pack, putting the stuff
that
in her bag. The husband of the lady that cheated, and he's just there like, you can fuck off.
She's just putting it all
in the back.
This would be good on Netflix. They should make a Netflix show about this shit. You know, like Drive to Survive, but complete politics.
Oh my God, that would actually bang.
The Matt Hancock episode, it's all good. Everyone sat there being
that would turn people into voters, I bet it
would. Bro, that would
watching
be insane.
That, like, people watch Drive to Survive and then go like, be fans of F1.
That's how you get people into politics.
Yeah, man, you gotta do that.
I would watch that.
It's a good idea, Chip.
Yeah. Yo,
Netflix.
Trademarked.
Netflix.
I don't know if that works.
Trademarked.
Yeah, that's just how it works. You just scream trademarked and it's yours.
Yeah. The crazy part though,
copyright.
Is that everyone, and obviously I know it's a COVID breach and I get it, but like that's what everyone's like mad about. Uh-huh. Not the fact that he's just like cheating on his wife on camera in front of the whole world.
Who was the guy that when he first came out and he said, was his name Dominic Cummings? Where he was driving. He you weren't supposed to leave your house. You were supposed to be in national lockdown.
Yeah, it was him. Yeah.
And then he was just driving. Imagine Drive to Survive had picked, right, Dominic Cummings, this is your week. We're following you around for the week, and he's there like, right, guys, I'll be honest. I'm gonna go link some bird now, but I've told the whole nation to stay inside, but I'm gonna give you lot this exclusive because this will bang on the series when it comes out, is I'm just gonna drive and I'm gonna say it so that I can visit the opticians, right?
But
what? Like, can you imagine?
Then cut to Dominic Cummings' wife, she's at home, she's on the Bella, she's like, can't get all the Dominic guys, don't know where he is. Cut back to Dominic, she's gonna
Hans
be a
Zimmer on the soundtrack.
I got a naughty bird coming up tonight, guys. Don't show this, Netflix.
This is a winner, man. It's a number one.
This
Netflix
is a
show.
Fucking great idea. Yeah. Remember, trademark.
That is good, man. Drive to Survive, Politician Edition. Ooh, that's got a good
one. Ooh, I like that. That's like a fucking limited edition game where you start for an extra 10 quid.
Yeah, a little extra DLC.
You get a poster with it and a fucking...
Oh my, you get Matt Hancock gripsing up the girl poster with it, signed by Matt Hancock.
Silver pen and everything.
Yeah.
That's I'll cool. pay for that.
Do you like F1, both of you?
Yeah.
I've only just got into it this year.
Yeah, I've never been massively into it.
Drive to Survive?
I started it yesterday. That's what I'm saying. I started the first couple of episodes, but I think like most people watch that and then get really into it.
Once you get to the end of it, fans, hasn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Once you get into it, man, I tell you, it's an absolute pop.
The thing is, my brother's like the biggest fan, but the worry for me is that it just seems like boring. Yeah, in the middle of it, in the middle of it. Start and the end, like banging.
This is what I've said. I don't know if I've said it on the podcast before, but this is the way I view F1, right? Yeah. Before you watch Drive to Survive and before you know the drama and things, it's just go-karting.
Yeah.
It's expensive go-karting.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That's what it is. Uh-huh. And nobody really wants to watch expensive go-karting. Once you understand the drama, the little bits of tactic, the ins and outs of it, all of a sudden, it becomes a lot more interesting to watch. And you actually now give a shit about what's happening.
Yeah, okay.
Because before that, it's just people going in laps and nobody really cares.
And you don't really know anyone. You don't know the personality.
There's no storyline.
Yeah. And now you know about the whole Verstappen-Hamilton thing. Ooh. And now he's just trying to... Like, it's interesting.
The snaky movements.
You got Christian Horner, who's an absolute... I love him.
No, my favourite guy is what's his name? Gunther? The Haas.
Haas. The
what is it? Gunther Steiner. That bloke.
Is he a banger?
Mate, when he pops up on your Drive to Survive, you're going to be in tears. The guy, no clue how he's running an F1 team, but he is the most entertaining bloke I've ever watched.
He's the guy that says we're going to look like rock stars, but now we look like wankers. Yeah.
I might have seen him. Is he on the right at the start?
Maybe. Yeah, he's such a big part.
It goes wrong for him, apparently. Like two drivers come off straight away.
Probably him, mate. He's like I think in the first one, it's like Grosjean and...
Right.
Yeah.
Right, I'm
excited. Kevin Magnussen.
Did you grow up wanting to be like an F1 driver or something?
No,
you're crazy on the wheel, isn't it?
On go-karting,
yeah.
But it costs a lot of money to do, and you have to come from a family that has enough money to pay.
Is it true?
So, it costs you're looking at least 20 grand a year to go-kart, really? Right? Wow. You've got to buy a go-kart, you've got to maintain the go-kart, you've got upgrades, all this stuff, probably paying. But a lot of people that don't have enough money, I think they do it with sponsors.
Yeah.
But obviously, and that's it. But I used to do go-karting in Spain a lot. I would never like for a team or anything like that. My brother was really good at it as well.
We've recently been go-karting. We went for Chris's birthday, and then we went again for Ethan's birthday, and that was lots of fun. We've been doing
it was sick, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was sick.
And to be fair, Chip, we actually need to bring in our trophies, because the first time me and Chip went, Chip came first and I came second. And then the second time I went, I came first, Chip came fifth, but there was some drama about what happened. So Chip was actually leading the race and I was in second. Because look, like I said, guys, when you come and listen to the fellas podcast, you're coming to listen to
people, to
the top two, the best there is.
Yep.
There's no other podcast like the fellas, okay?
Randy, you sat right there, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And there's other podcasts that do put in a lot of effort, and it sometimes is good.
Sometimes it's good.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, it comes to like the second last lap, and Chip's right in front of me, and I'm... Like a little fucking rat. I'm on your tail, yeah, bro?
He wasn't on my tail.
I was on his tail. And then I hear...
He was.
And then I hear... like that. And a fucking explosion out the back of Chip's car.
Gone. The car is just gone.
It did. It just
broke down. It literally just blew up. I was like so ashamed because I got off. They're reading out the names and they go, in fifth place, Josh. And everyone goes, way! And I'm like, oh my God, I've turned up with my own fucking gloves.
Yeah, because you actually have your own gloves.
But then fortunately, I've pulled up the fastest laps. Everyone's dropped like a 52, 51.5. Yeah. And then I've done a 49 and I'm like... Yeah. Thank God.
Hold that. So yeah, you would have come first, but let it be known that Calfrizzi ended up coming first because ultimately, Chip, I knew the limits of my cart, you see.
Yeah,
and I knew that if I pushed it as fast as you push yours, mine might have blown up. So I could hear it in the rev range. I heard it and I said, you know what, my cart's not really built for that sort of stuff. So let me just play this one tactically. And ultimately, my race strategy was to stay in the game for as long as possible. And I knew you'd slip up.
You sustained that.
But anyways, me and Chip done bits on the go-kart. And Randy, how did you do?
Second to last.
Who came last?
Gib.
Oh my God.
He's so funny, man, because like, obviously I'm starting first. It doesn't take long to get behind the lap this guy. So I catch up to him and he's like, he's obviously seeing me behind him and we come into a corner and he just literally goes all the way out on the side of the track and he's like, let's go past. Yeah.
No, I appreciate that though.
I was doing that to be fair as well.
He would crash while doing that.
Yeah, well, there was like, how many was, like say 12 of us went, there was like 11 car pile up. Yeah, he was at the last.
Yeah.
Cause obviously we did two races. The first race, you just go.
It was like qualifying.
Yeah, the second one you start on like pole, whatever it's called, qualifying. Yeah, so then I'm 11. He's 12th, say.
Yeah.
And then Josh and Harry have that massive like crash.
Yeah.
Where the car lifts up.
What, Zerka?
And then so then we're all stopped. Everyone stopped, yeah. And then Gib just like arrives really late. Yeah. His car's actually going this fast, and he just like you can't get past us. You can't get past us, and he just goes straight into the wall.
Just drove it right into the wall.
Like, bro, Reeve was there. Reeve will tell you. He's just dying, but he's just driving, and like he's just like on purpose. And then the lady said to him, "You're the worst driver I've ever seen."
No,
oh my
God, Gibbo.
And I was like, "Surely she didn't say that." And he's like, "Nah, she literally said that." Oh, so it must be bad for that, but.
I don't know if he will be coming back for go-kart. I hope he does. But
I hope he does. So I don't have to keep coming last.
I've been with him multiple times in the past. He's always this bad. But every now and then he'll come back for a little test.
Yeah. Well, he won the fight though, so he's still a winner.
Yeah, he is.
I've got a question about Big Brother clubs.
Okay, yeah.
Is that finished or not?
No, we've not filmed the final episode.
Okay,
yet.
So yeah. Maybe we can still talk.
Yeah, vote for Randy, man. Vote for Randy.com. Let's go.
Yeah, so just to give a quick explanation here is you're part of Simon's Big Brother Club series, which is a lot of fun to watch, actually.
It's a sick idea, man.
I'm more a fan of the drama, because I don't really care too much about FIFA, but I enjoy seeing the voting process.
Yeah, the drama.
And you are in the final three?
Final three, yes. It's me, Nico, and Spencer. Final three.
And you are in a head-to-head right now with you or Nico.
Yeah.
And it's all about whoever gets the most votes gets to stay in. And obviously, I'm not going to lie, Randolph, I absolutely wrote you off the moment I saw you were against Nico because ultimately Nico has the NDO.
Big following.
And it's a bit... The Big Brother Clubs definitely is a bit of a popularity contest, but...
It is, yeah, it is.
But... Let me say, you have put in an absolute shift here. You actually went out of your way to make an entire diss track on Nico. To get everyone to vote for you.
Can I just say, that diss track took me like 1 hour. Like, it wasn't like a thing that I put loads of effort into. Everyone's like, I made a whole diss track. I'm like, well, nah, I just made a quick thing.
Is the voting still going on?
Still live, yeah. Vote for Randy.com. Yeah. Well, there's a bit of a conspiracy going on, but we'll get to that. But now we've smashed it, to be fair. Like, I think there's... there's like 630,000 votes.
What the
overall
hell?
He's on like 315,000. I think I'm currently on 310,000.
You're 5,000 behind.
310,000. Yeah, 5,000. Only 5,000. Thing is, we were supposed to film on Friday, right? But I got back a little bit too late from where I was working.
Yeah.
So we couldn't do it. And then now it's moved to Wednesday. But then Nico can't do Wednesday. So we're like, it's kind of awkward right now.
When does the voting end?
It ends whenever we play the next episode.
Yeah.
But then Spencer on Friday was like, because we thought we were playing on Friday, and Spencer was like, who's joining me in the final? And then Simon was like, Nico. So Simon put Nico in the chat, but we've not played yet. So I'm not sure where we're at.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. Either way,
still a chance.
Yeah, hopefully. Because I think the fact that you've taken it this far as well, there was a bit of controversy though. There, Nico did have his votes jump up by about, 15K?
Bro, how did that happen?
Yeah, bro, listen, before I go into this, I'm not salty at all. Yeah, yeah. I'll happily take the L. In fact, I thought I did take the L. So you know before JD done his tweet?
Yeah.
I thought I was lost. I'd done a video reaction. I was like, I'm kind of like bowing out now.
Yeah.
And then we was with JJ at some sort of shoot. And I said to him, it'd be funny if you retweeted my last tweet.
Yeah.
I tweeted him saying, yo, KSI retweet as a complete joke. And he actually did it.
Yeah.
And then he wrote a massive tweet as well, like, vote for Randall. So I was gassed. And my votes just shot up. And I was like 15, 20,000 ahead at one point.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, I just look at the vote and I'm like, see, originally I didn't even think I was winning because the way the vote works is whoever's on top, like my name was on the bottom the entire time, so it was Nico and me because I was losing. And then when you overtake, you go on top.
Yeah.
So I thought I was still losing for a long time. And Simon was like, nah, you're actually winning because it's swapped over.
Yeah.
But then the same thing happens. The next morning, I'm like, let me check how many I'm ahead now.
Yeah.
And then it says Nico, ahead. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, fair enough. So I put it in the chat. And I was checking, like, is he posted a video? Because my hope was that he responds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, I've always thought I'm going to lose this. But if I can do enough stuff for him to reply, like make a video or something like that, then it's good for me in general. So I was like, So I checked Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, nothing. I was like, what's going on? And I think I put it in the chat. And someone was like, 15 minutes ago, you was like 10K ahead. And then he was like now 15,000 ahead. So in the space of like half an hour, it was like a 25K swing. So I don't know what's happened. I think Chunks did post a story, but it was like 15 hours ago. So I don't think that would happen that late. But I don't think Nico has like buttered the vote at all.
Do you know what it would just be a fan.
It would be a fan just doing it. Yeah.
Could be a job for Fellas Mysteries.
Yeah, bro. Get it up, man. Get it up.
Get us on it.
That'll be a stinker, but. Yeah. I think to be fair, it's just straw poll, isn't it? It's not like actual proper like things. I think some fans just done it. But I'm happy in general. It's all fun, really.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Like, ultimately, like, you've won anyways. Because, bro, you've got like 300,000 people gone out their way to vote for you.
Yeah, it's a big dub.
I was trying to get 1 million subs. That's what I was trying to do originally. I was like 5K away. and I posted the video, the car vlog, where I bought a new Tesla, thinking I'm going to pop off, and I lost subs.
Oh, no!
You know, you don't post for a while, and people are like, wow, fuck this guy. Yeah. I posted, and I was like, buy a new Tesla, that's going to pop, and then I just lost subs.
So you got a new Tesla?
Yeah, I got a new Tesla, yeah.
You're driving it?
I drive it, I don't drive it like in London much, because obviously, well, if I drink, or if it's like no parking or anything like that, but I drive it like away out of London and stuff.
How is it? Is it nice?
Nice, it's sick, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
What did you get, Model 3?
Model 3, long range.
Nice. What, how many miles is that? Is that like 300?
It's like, well, they say like 360 on it, but I filled it up max and it was like 327.
You got money, bro.
You are things are looking up for you though.
I'm doing well.
You're doing very well. Would you say things just like everything changed when you went into Pokemon?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, no, it actually did. He's mad. So I started Pokemon. Sorry, I kicked you under the table.
No,
there.
That's all right. My brain.
So I started Pokemon because I was, to be fair, it was after the whole Deji stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that whole like diss track and back and forth. Where at first, I was just literally just, it was just a joke, honestly.
Yeah.
And then JJ and Deji just went on another level.
Yeah,
I was like, well, I kind of started this. I felt really bad and I was just kind of like down. So I was like, I was posting videos I didn't really enjoy. I think what I did was I started with a diss track and that's how most people found me. Yeah. So I had this persona that was like this like sick rapper, like this diss track guy going around like fucking people up. So I tried to
kill streaks off right
like a, fuck, like a fucking hitman out there.
So I was in my videos, like my reactions, I think I was trying to act like cool. I was trying to act like a certain way, and I look back on the
when
videos,
secretly you were just tugging one out to fucking
Charizard. Literally. Charmander's the baby Pokemon, bro.
Okay,
Charizard's up, you know. Anyway, so got to a certain point where I was like, I'm just not enjoying this. I really hate like posting videos, and I was opening packs for fun. I was like, you know, I'm buying some packs now, taking it back old school and all that stuff. And I was like, you know, I should really film this. Like, I was like, I might as well. Like, I'm meant to be doing YouTube, and I'm not. I'm sat at home, like, opening packs of Pokemon cards. I probably should film it. So at the same time, I was having issues with my editor. Like, they're just kind of like dropping the ball a little bit. And I was mad because I couldn't get videos out. And Laura, my wife, kept saying to me all the time, "I'll edit for you." And I was like, No way. what are you talking about? She's like, nah, I can
do
it. Do
you have any experience in editing?
None. Yeah. But she's very smart and she's very good at stuff. So I didn't really write it off, but I was like, it's too much, trust me. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Because it is a lot of work to edit.
Yeah.
And she was like, nah, trust me. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do this Pokemon channel. Or at first it was just games channel, like a second channel. So I was like, right, I'm gonna open some packs. If you want, you can edit those to see how you do. And then we did one and did another one. And I really enjoyed it. It's actually so much fun just opening packs. And also,
imagine you'd gone, Laura, these fucking suck.
Yeah, these are awful.
Yeah, nah, so I started posting them. And obviously it was a way to actually like mean that I could spend more money on packs. Technically, it's now like deductible. So I was like, you know, this is good.
Laugh about it. It's a serious business expense. And if you're watching out there, HMRC, don't question it.
Don't question it. It's very, very, well, now it actually is serious.
Well,
it's
it
fine.
Is actually
yeah.
very legit. Well, it's always been serious, right?
Even from the start, they do backdate, don't they? They do go back. Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
it's always,
back.
Always been legit. Yeah, for sure.
I've seen a couple of handshakes there.
Posting them is going well, and after a while I got to get monetized on the channel. At the time it's difficult to get monetized, right? For some people you have to get like a certain amount of subscribers. You're not just monetized from the get-go. So I remember we hit monetization and I was like, this is mad, this is sick. And then we earned like $10 from the channel, and obviously because Laura's running it, she's like uploading for me, she's like organizing the thumbnails, etc.
Damn, she really is like a right-hand woman.
She's amazing, really. And then it was like, oh, it'd be good if we could earn like $10 per day, and then we literally hit it. Bear in mind, it's not a lot, obviously. I've been doing YouTube before, so like I knew that it wasn't going to pop off, it wasn't going to earn loads. But I was like, this is kind of mad. So then one day we hit $100 per day, and I was like, kind of mad. That's literally kind
what,
of mad.
What, like total revenue on the channel?
No, per day. Yeah,
per day.
Per day, yeah. It's like $100.
So, what, like $3,000 a month?
Yeah. So I was like, nice. This is actually ridiculous. That's so I was ideal. Like, you know what? Let's just do this.
For like a side thing, you essentially started up. That's amazing.
Yeah, so we started posting daily, and she would just edit it. I'd film it, and I'd literally give her the footage because she lives with me, obviously. And then she would just finish it the next day. I'm like, fuck.
Where do you think like the initial traction was coming from? Because obviously, you're opening Pokemon.
It's just, like, I just like, I guess.
Do you feel like it was coming from just your name as a whole on Twitter?
You timed it accidentally, almost perfectly. And the reason why I say that is because, was it about a year to 6 months to a year before Logan Paul picked up his stuff?
So, I mean, obviously, I've always been collecting. So even throughout my YouTube, I've always been like been buying like PSA cards and stuff. So I've always been like collecting. But yeah, when I started, in fact, I actually made the channel or made the name like Pokerun like 2016, a long time ago. But I didn't want to start the channel because I was like, I can't do rap music and Pokemon. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense. Thanks to Logan, he's helped that, to be fair.
Yeah.
But at the time, I was really confused. Like, I'm sure I can't do this. But yeah, I started doing it, and it did really well. And then yeah, I think I got in there early because I think I would have hated myself if I started after him.
Yeah.
Because then I'd look like I'm just joining it. Yeah. I'm a fan of Pope. I've always been a fan, guys, and everyone would think I'm just there for the money, etc. Yeah. But now we started posting because it was actually feasible now. It was work. It's just going really well. And the reason why is the CPM was just nuts.
Yeah.
It is just crazy. Like compared, I'd post a video on the main channel. It would like do really bad. Like 10 out of 10, and then I'd post a video on the Pokemon channel. It's like 1 out of 10 every single time.
How long roughly is like your Pokemon videos? So
like between 15 and 30 minutes. And, sometimes it goes longer if we do like loads
of packs. CPM banging retention?
The RPM is like $8.
Woo!
That's decent. Yeah, it's not Fellas Mysteries, but it's decent.
No, yeah, that's decent.
No, I'm joking. No, that's amazing. And so when all of that happened.
Could you just pass me the book quickly?
Which one do you want?
The open one.
This one here.
Yeah, sorry.
Go for it, man. Fellas.
Alcoholic. Yeah, fellas. Knows what it is.
Wait, actually, we will just get back into your story quickly, but just what we always have to do for the audio and the visual, Donnies, is just what you got in front of you. What are you drinking?
Can I say?
Yeah.
Okay, I got Corona.
Yeah.
And then whiskey.
A whiskey. What whiskey? We got Jameson for you, actually.
Right.
Yeah. So your whiskey guy, I love whiskey
man, yeah.
I need to get on that. The thing is, whiskey absolutely fucking hits me from the top row.
Yeah, it's great. That's why I like it though.
You know when you watch a movie, right, and it's like we've got some old man living his best life and he sits down in his chair, sits down and rocks, and he's got like his whiskey set on the side,
The whiskey's
not even in the Jameson's bottle, it's in its custom.
Yeah.
You know, fucking
decanter, they call it. Like, decanter.
I'm seeing money on a mahogany side
table.
That's what, and I've got the fire going, and all I can hear, you know, I've got a bit of Frank Sinatra on, and I'm just thinking like nothing else. That's it. I don't need anything.
No. And then what you do, you know, your girlfriend or your wife is, you know, she's maybe just cutting around in the stockings.
Yeah, she's knitting. She's like knitting a new cardigan for me.
I'm just sat there,
glass of whiskey, Marlboro Gold.
Marlboro Gold?
you lost it. Right, I was there. I was in the moment and I lost it then.
So I must have gone a bit too off track.
No, we were there. The audio listeners were vibing. They pictured it. They saw Chip and then you said the Marlboro Gold. Bro, it's got to be a cigar.
Right, okay, watch Sterling Jewel. There you go.
Sterling Jewel.
Look, they banned menthols, so.
Yeah, anyways, but yeah, no, I've been getting on the whiskey. But sorry, we went on a little thingy. So anyways, you started up this Pokemon thing. Was it about a year before Logan?
It was actually just before JJ and Logan fight, like a couple months before that, because I remember, like, you know when you film videos, right, and you're posting them consistently. Say you're a mini minter, or you're a Zerker or a Vicstar, and they prepare to go
every
away
every day, and
and they work like nonstop, getting videos ahead just so they can go away and post still daily. I did that, and at that point, then I was like, all right, I think I really enjoy this Pokemon stuff because I'd never do that before. I'd never like prepared to go away. I just go away. Filmed ahead, and actually it was banging while we were there. I think because we did a video with JJ actually opening something, and it just banged. And
you know what's funny? I feel like in the Pokemon world, you know how you have before Christ and after Christ. What about before Logan and after Logan?
Like, it's just changed with the Pokemon whole scene, world. Like, yeah. It's like a cultural impact.
Yeah. So anyway, long story short, so that it started popping off. Did really well. Really enjoyed it. And it was genuinely like just pure passion. Like it wasn't any. It stopped. I'm making money from it, obviously, because that's what I do anyway on YouTube.
That's what I do, baby.
Making money.
Making money. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Quote him on that.
Randolph, I make money anyways.
It's an Instagram.
That's what he does.
No matter what, I make money.
Okay.
But so I was just applying what I know from YouTube to that. And it started doing really well, blah, 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 blah. And so then the fight happened. It started doing even better. And I was like, this is actually sick. And also, it was more rewarding. So the community I was building was better than the one I was on main channel, especially when that was all like just Deji fans, really.
Just like toxic beef fans, essentially. They were just there to see the next beef drop.
Literally. So it felt more wholesome. Yeah. It was doing better, like CPM. And I was like, you know what, I much enjoy my life doing this. So early that year, in fact, everyone always talks about Logan Paul popping off Pokemon, which is true. He did push it forward massively. But it was actually the coronavirus, COVID, which made it go crazy.
Right.
It was nuts. So I think because of the fact that, so PSA shut down. PSA is the grading company, one of the biggest in the world. They shut down because of COVID. You couldn't send in anymore. And I think because of that, it just everything spiraled. I think people were now having on furlough, right? So they were still getting paid somewhat, but they weren't at work anymore. So they were just going.
They didn't know what to spend their money on.
So they were going into the attic, finding the old Pokemon cards. Then they were buying them on eBay. They're just like getting more active. People got more time and more. not more money, but they weren't spending money on like cinema, drinks, going out. So they had more, like, more cash that you can spend on stuff. Yeah, so people just started finding it. So for example, I bought like a PSA 9 Hitmonchan for like £35, which is, now is crazy. It's probably worth like £200 to £300. That's like 10x in just a year.
Yeah.
I bought one and it ended up getting lost because of COVID. I couldn't find it anywhere. And then literally, in that time where everything was going crazy, it just, the cars doubled, tripled, quadrupled in that time. And that's what brought a lot of people back into it. And then, that's probably why Logan got back into it, because it was like getting
He was like, hold on. Because it's true. Like, once it started popping off, then Logan came through with these big box.
Came in on it. So it was Gary Vee. You know Gary Vee, right? Like the guy who just promotes.
He's a hustler. Like, he's like, breakfast is a myth. And they're like, bro, just science just says that breakfast isn't a myth. Have you heard him? He's like, I don't eat breakfast. It's a myth. Like
I do agree.
No, bro, it's not a myth.
Breakfast,
it's healthy for you.
Cap.
No,
I'm talking
way.
A lovely lunch, though.
Brunch, how about that?
Yeah.
No way, guys. Let me tell you something.
I can literally wake up and do the day without breakfast most times. Yeah, I think that's because I eat super late. So my body's still...
No, bro, I'm telling you, breakfast is a very important part. It's science. You can't argue with science. And it's the same thing. These people that say like, oh, I work 20 hours a day. It's like, if you think you're getting any ratings from me for doing that, you just come across as a fucking moron.
I think COVID's helped that as well. COVID now, because people have had like a year off, working from home or different lifestyle. And they're like, you know what? We don't actually need to work necessarily. We don't have to do like 20 hours a day anymore. Yeah. So it's really nice. I think the TikToks that are trending at the minute, isn't it? It's where it's like, would you rather have 50 million right now or $1 for the rest of your life?
Yeah. Passive income.
Passive income on the watch.
Yeah. It's been like such a big meme, isn't it? Like the whole passive income stuff. But it's true to an extent. But I've always said the hustler mentality is one of the most stupid mentalities you can. Yeah, it's just.
It is, yeah.
They're like, oh, I wake up every morning 4 a.m. I go to bed at thingy and I'm, or like I go to bed at 12, I get 4 hours sleep. I'm there just like, that's not healthy.
You miss
that's
life as well. You literally miss life. Like, yeah. I think COVID, what it's taught me is like, literally, you look what can happen when you don't actually like do stuff, actively do stuff. Your life just passes by.
Yeah.
A whole year is gone now from our memories.
A year and a half, bro. Yeah, at least, almost two.
Lockdown one was fun with like Warzone, everything was popping off. That was manageable. Yeah. But then two and three, just realized like how miserable life is. So, that can be you if you're just working nonstop. Like, you're technically in COVID, but just, you know, because you're working
too
much.
I see a lot of people online complaining that the date got pushed back for the full lockdown end. And I'm thinking to myself, like, to be honest, nothing really changes that big. Like, clubs will reopen. Is there anything else super big that will change?
Like weddings,
but like you still have got pretty much everything that you need right now. You can go out, you can go shops, you can go do whatever,
but
you can go go-kart,
it's not freedom,
you can go theme
park. And that's what people are saying.
Yeah, I get it, but like, fuck me, it's been pushed back a month. At least we've got everything in front of us right now.
It's true.
And then you got people in tears like, oh, what, you're going to Infernos next week?
You go in a club, like, who fucking cares?
Clubbing
in
Clapham, it's not happening, is it?
Yeah. And just wait, like, it's fucking like 3 weeks, bro.
Yeah.
Who cares?
And then the clubs are open, so.
It's better than that, than us going out too early and then getting completely shut down again. Oh, I'm not.
That's what happened last time, isn't it? They just let us out and everyone was going crazy. Like, London went from like standstill, no one's about, to like everyone there. And it just went up again.
You vaxxed up?
Nah, I missed it last week, but I got one next week.
Jeez, me and Chippo, we got that yesterday, baby.
We went to Emirates. Gunners get jabbed.
That's what it was called.
That's what they were advertising. Gunners get jabbed. I was like, my God, this club.
Yeah, it's the good.
I rate it, man. They were giving out vaccines, and it was one of those you could just walk in. And I didn't have my NHS number because I have in Scotland, it's called like a CHI number.
Do you need that?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Right, and these walk-in ones, I went in there. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be perfectly honest with you, I don't have one. They were like, yeah, don't worry about it. It was actually really sick. Go if you guys are shook, because there's quite a few. I know Harry doesn't like needles and vaccines and things. I'm not the biggest fan of them. I can do them. I just don't like, you know, you get that stomach feeling, right? It's like you're going in here to get something like a needle jabbed in your arm, right? Yeah. It's not a nice thing. But I was like, oh, do you mind if like me and Chip went? And they were like, oh, you guys are going together? I was like, yeah, absolutely. And they had no problem with us just doing the whole thing together. Yeah. Like, he was just sat with me while it happened.
Literally,
holding my hand.
I was like,
broski. I told the lady, I was like, by the way, just so you know, I don't want to look at you doing it. I'm just going to chat to my friend over here while you get it done. And she was like, yeah, absolutely, okay.
You got a photo while doing it, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and then we kissed after that.
But wait, that's what I was going to say.
You don't say that. We're on the same wavelength.
But yeah, go get vaccinated up, Randy. Otherwise, we can't go on holiday, you know?
Well, yeah, it's the 6th. I've got it on the 6th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I meant to have it last Thursday, but I was not here. So
it's a vibe, man.
Yeah,
it's a vibe.
Yeah. Well, we got something big tomorrow as well, so it's good that we got that little Vex early doors.
Yeah, the vaccination. Actually, we won't talk into it because I can't be fucking asked. But bro, we keep cutting into my man's fucking life story.
Yeah, we do.
So I'll speed it up. So it's pretty much then, at some point, I had you know, opening packs like all the time, an obscene amount. So I was like, everyone kept saying to me, oh, what are you doing with the duplicates? Like, I've got two cards, what are you doing with them? So I was like, oh, maybe I can make a store if you guys want that. And they were like, yes, I want a store, definitely. But I said it too early. I do it all the time. Like, if I'm starting a new project, I just like drop it to see if they're interested in it. But I have no plan about it at all. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I might do a little shop. And then every day for the next like 2-3 months, everyone's like, where's the shop? Like, where's the fucking shop, bro? And then Laura would push me to start it. She's like, you just start it. So we opened it up, pokeran.net, which is what it is now. Yeah. And it just popped off, did really well.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it? It absolutely popped off. Yeah. And to be fair to like it, Laura, your wife, is like instrumental to that business now,
so
right?
So we started it in our flat. So it was in our flat. So we got a wholesale agreement with the only actually official distributor of Pokemon cards.
Cheese! Only exclusive. Okay.
But they're actually dropping. They've actually fumbled the bag. They're so bad now. So,
oh really?
I'll get onto it later. But Pokemon got so popular, as we all know, and the supply to the UK is just so bad. Like, we can't get boxes. It's all made in America. So it's not made in the UK or Europe. It's made in America.
I thought it was made in like Japan.
No, sorry. So it starts in Japan. Yeah. But so you've got the Pokemon Company, which is in Japan. Yeah. And then you've got the Pokemon Company International, which is the rest of the world.
Okay.
So it's a little bit different. So what they do is they make the cards in Japan months ahead of the time, come out in Japanese, and then the Pokemon Company International translate it.
Got you.
So the translation is where they mess it up. Like, to be fair, they're so much better in Japan. They're made better. It's because it's where they're from. Like, it's Pokemon is translated. The whole thing is just translated. But anyway, so it's this side of the world, made in America. And there's one distributor in the UK, which sounds good, but it's not, because it's bottlenecks. So they are in control of every store in the UK, and they would just let anyone make a store. To be fair, I was just like, literally in my flat, I was just started the business. I got the business, Randolph, etc. And we just ran it through that originally. So I just made an account and they just let us in straight away.
Wait, so you just like dropped a message like, look guys, I'm trying to sell Pokemon cards. Like, can you distribute?
And that was it.
Pokemon
and I didn't even drop my name or anything like that. It was just as Andrew.
A random.
And they just let me in, which was sick. Obviously,
and then
great.
Obviously you paid like the wholesale prices and
which is it's not. Actually, it's to be fair, the wholesale prices is not cheap at all. It's really expensive.
You're not making that much of a markup?
Not at all, really. We do mass, so we do a lot of it, but like it's not much per one. But in America it's cheaper, weirdly enough. You actually get a box from America wholesale, ship it here, and it's still probably cheaper than it is besides VAT messes it up a little bit. But anyway, so it's really hard to get boxes now, so the store's doing really well, but we can't get enough. We just can't
really the supply just isn't there.
The
demand is outweighing the supply massively
by a crazy amount. So we started off by ordering like 32 boxes, we sold that now, whatever. Then we did like 72, then and they did whatever, and then during the whole hype where it started popping off, we had like a set where we ordered a lot more, but we only got allocated, so we only got given like 300, and we did that and sold 300 in like 30 seconds.
What?
Yeah, it was mad. It just
how much was one of those boxes?
It's like 100. Well, it's quite a lot more than it usually is as well. It's like 135 pounds,
and it just went.
We launched on Shopify, and we just sat. You know the live view you've got. We just sat there, and it just went vroom.
Gone.
Yeah, and usually you'd think that you're sat there thinking, oh, I'm really happy, but I was fuming. I was upset because sounds bad, but
no, it's true though.
Because like, no one could get boxes. No one could get boxes. Like we had like thousands of people on the website and they couldn't get it.
So you got people tweeting you like, oh, I could miss out.
Yeah, couldn't get it. And I was like, I wish I could do anything, because it's not like clothing or like looks with the shoes. We can
go in and make more.
Yeah, you make more. Obviously, there's still like supply issues with certain fabrics and stuff around the world. That is still a thing, but you can get more if you want to. You just got to decide it.
You're just bottlenecked by this one distributor.
We couldn't do it. So we ordered like the next drop that came after that, we ordered 2,000 boxes, right? And we got 50.
What?
We got given 50, 50.
So you
boxes.
Asked for 2,000 and they were like, here's 50.
Here's 50, yeah. And the worst part is I hate doing pre-orders. I hate it, but the whole community is built around pre-orders. So as soon as the set's announced, the next day, everyone's done pre-orders. Okay. But I'm like, you don't even know how many you're getting yet.
Yeah.
So these shops will just sell them and then just refund them. But obviously, I don't want to do that. It's just so shady.
Yeah.
I imagine like selling a pre-order and then someone just can't get it.
Yeah.
So when this new set come around and I ordered 2,000 and got 50, I was like, you know what? Let's sell 200. Right? That's like 10% of our, and we got 50. So we actually, unfortunately, had to just We offered refunds, but we said because
what's the reason behind you only getting literally 50 boxes? Like, is there another person getting a lot
so
more that
during the hype, during the everything popping off, this distributor that I'm talking about, they would just continue to accept people all the time.
So everybody was getting them.
Yeah, which is, I do really rate that. I rate everyone like hustling and trying to actually get their store off the ground. But it got to a point where I think they do need to vet them more. Like, we had all our numbers legit. Like, if they wanted to check like the company number, VAT number, we had that ready, but they didn't need it, didn't ask for that. Now they only set up accounts if you've got a VAT number, which is good, but it's too late now. Yeah. It's too late. So they would just give accounts to everybody, which is bad because, to be fair, a lot of people would watch me and be like, oh, I'm really inspired by what he's doing, so I'm gonna make a store as well, which is good. I think everyone should make stores if you can do that. But it got so wide that you had people who just were in their bedroom. Like, now obviously we've got a unit, we've got like a warehouse, everything's sorted, but they just give anyone who's got money to get these boxes. And the issue was, people would buy the boxes and put them in their garage and just invest in them and just wait.
Oh, wow. So they weren't even selling them.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, people out there are struggling, buying, you know, people are getting scalped on eBay. So then the people are going and buying from the shop and pricing them like two or three times and putting them on eBay. So the customer was getting killed out of all of this. Like, we had to raise our prices as well, because if we're getting 50, like, we can't make any money anymore. Like, technically you can't afford enough to pay off staff. So we had to put the price up a little bit, but not to the level that eBay was going. But then you got this Donnie in a garage, like 4,000 boxes just sat there. And it's just annoying. Yeah, so that's what happened. They just spread it too wide. Whereas in America, this bloke that I know has got like 5,000 boxes for the next
set.
They
just don't give a shit.
They don't give a shit. Yeah.
They've got unlimited supply out there.
Yeah, right? So I've been trying to get accounts in America and trying to get it set up, but I'm quite emotional based with business. If I'm not happy with it, I don't do it. So it's like, I'm kind of like, just fuck the world.
Even if it's like profitable, you're there like, I'm not feeling it.
I didn't start this to make money. I didn't. It did well, and I recognized that, and I saw the opportunity and took it, which I think everyone should do. But it's not like I was there to make money. So if I'm not feeling it, I just won't push it as much. So we're changing the store a little bit now. Like, we're doing more single cards.
But is the store doing well? Are you still managing to like make profit and everything now?
Yeah, it's doing really well. I remember I put in the chat. I put in the chat once. I was like, "Oh, guys, I've made 100k this month."
That wasn't that long ago, by the way. I'm pretty sure we're talking months.
Wasn't long ago. And then everyone was like, "Oh, congrats, man! That's
your
sick.
Revenue was 100k."
For the year. Forever. Like, it got to 100k, and then now we do that monthly, that easily.
Bro, that's what. But that's revenue, and then you obviously got profit.
Yeah. Obviously, people need to realize that it's not. Yeah, the revenue is the profit is not massive.
Well, now we know why you got a Tesla.
Yeah, that Tesla came nice.
What's the reason? Because I was hoping to move the business up north to Nottingham, because the warehouses in London are horrible.
It's a joke.
Horrible.
What, as in, you talk prices or space you get?
Or you just mean like the general space is crap?
No, I mean, it's expensive. It's expensive, and the places are small here, so it's just not
get more for your money in Nottingham.
So that's what I was thinking. You know, my parents are there, my family are there. Let's go there. So Laura wants to step back a little bit from the shop. So for those who don't know, she runs it all now. So she did it. Well, let me go back a little bit. In the flat when we were there, she would every day take all the orders like to the post office.
In a bag?
Yeah, in a bag, bro. She's like literally like now we get collections to the warehouse and we do it like properly. But at first we had no time to catch up. So she had a trolley, a backpack, and she would just literally go there. There's something called click and drop, I think.
Yeah.
Click and drop, and you pretty much go there and just drop off at the front. So she used to walk past like 30 people queuing up at the door, walk past them all and just drop it off. And she used to get like people just swearing at her all the time, thinking she was pushing in.
Yeah.
But obviously she's not. But yeah, she used to be like, it's like a mule, you know,
an old Pokemon card mule after the.
She's just there.
Yeah.
So, and she literally went through hell. A certain set that came out, she was like literally coming back every day and like in tears and just doing too much.
Yeah.
And I remember one set that came out, right? We smashed it. So 6 p.m. Friday, the new set coming out. We bought loads of tins, we bought loads of boxes. And she'd just come back, and my parents actually came to London to help her that weekend with another drop.
So this is still running out of your flat?
You're still running out of my flat. Oh, no. Sorry, at the time, there was a unit. We had the unit then.
Okay.
So we still had the unit. But they came back to the flat after a hard week work, literally Friday, 6 o'clock. She's got a drink, everyone's chilling. And I've just made the new set go live, 6 p.m. right.
Oh,
and we sell out straight away in 5 minutes. Like, everything at the time, it was the biggest launch we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there like, this is incredible, let's go. We smashed it, and she literally starts crying
because of all the work she knows she's got to do.
I didn't even deep it at the time. I was like, well, this is good. And she's like, I'm just so tired.
I'm knackered.
Bro, so she had to go back there
night.
Bro, she came back in 10 minutes. I'd launched it, so she walked through the door, I launched it 10 minutes, and then within 10 minutes she goes back.
How did you get around it? Did you take on a new employee?
Yeah, we got a bigger place. We got staff then, and we started to, you know.
She is buzzing now. She's not as intense now. God bless her. She's actually,
I don't know how she does all this stuff. Like, she just runs the whole place. Like, I've hired the staff, and I think I've only seen them twice. I don't go in. I don't need to. I don't need to do anything. Just sorts everything out.
Bro, she sounds like a fucking keeper. Like,
you've only met the staff twice.
Yeah.
Like that, don't you? When you walk in, it's like, oh, big boss is here.
Yeah,
you know when like the regional manager comes in and you're like, shit, oh, come on, boys, everything's got to be in check.
I try to be like that, but it's still Randy, isn't it? It's like Randy moments. So I get in there and I end up opening packs. Like, that's not Randy. You're gonna be like hard here, but I'm like just opening packs. But she smashes it, honestly. Like, but
amazing.
She's trying to take less time now because it's quite public now. But she wants a baby really bad.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, I was like, we can't do it. Moving to London. This is years ago. I was like, she wants one in Nottingham. I was like, we can't. We're moving to London. And then like, I was like, oh, I'm traveling a lot. And she's like, don't worry. Like, I'll look after the baby. But I'm like, I want to be there as well. And that's when we're going to Vegas and stuff, and I'm like, I'm traveling too much, I'm on tour, this, that. And then I was like, oh, it's a pandemic, you can't have a baby in the pandemic, you know. And then now
she's like, right, the pandemic's over, I'm ready for you to put one in the oven, king.
What a fucking bacon a cake.
Yeah, like, I got no more excuses now. So like, I think all we need to do now is make sure someone can like look after the shop, so maybe office manager or something her role.
But so what, you reckon you got a mini Randy en route then?
I swear,
don't fucking do that. You're putting everyone under pressure.
To catch up?
Yeah, bro. How old were you when you got married? Oh no, you're in the fucking doghouse.
Yeah, do you even know the date?
Do you know the date you got married?
2017, I think.
I wanted the date, bro.
Missus is fucking dropping the people's elbow on your forehead.
I know the date because it's my birthday. I got married on my birthday. Can you believe that?
Oh, that's a stinker. That's a big stinker. Bro. Why did you let that happen? What the fuck?
I don't know.
That's a huge L, bro.
Bro, that's not even your birthday anymore. You don't have a birthday.
It is. No, but it was though. Because like we had a birthday.
We're telling you it's done now. It's an anniversary now.
I had an anniversary the other day and I forgot to even say happy anniversary. It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Like, you're just talking about like, it's my birthday, baby. And Lord,
she's crying like, that's a huge stinker, mate. Honestly.
Did she get you a present?
Yeah.
And hopefully it was a Manscaped lawnmower.
Oh no. Wait, they didn't pay for the advertising.
We love them so much. I don't even fucking mind.
Yeah. They're great though.
Did you have to get her a present then on that same day? So she gets you a birthday present and you get her an anniversary present. Yeah. Or do you get two and she gets one? How's this working?
Well, I think she gets me a present on my birthday. I probably should get her a present for anniversary. I didn't.
Oh my God. Just get a gift card, man.
You need to play the game.
I got her a card.
Was that a birthday?
Even a gift card. No money on the card. Just a card that said, thanks for running the store,
That's a good idea. I'll write that one down.
You go and ask her. You get one of the little view gift cards, 40 quid. That's two people. Go cinema, love. Happy anniversary.
No, we got the Odeon thing. Limitless thing.
I forgot you were rich. That's nice.
Money, baby. I'm not quite at Odeon levels. I'm on Cineworld.
We aspire to be on the Odeon.
I'm coming up, man. Let me show.
It's going well. The store's doing really well now. It's plateaued a little bit.
You made a few mil off it now.
No, not a few. It's over
a million. He told me it's over a million. So the revs are looking good.
Yeah.
I said we'll break 2 mil. Soon.
Tomorrow?
Soon. A couple months, maybe. Couple months.
Who knows? Stop interrogating his finances,
bro. To be fair, I told him I was going to drop the numbers on the podcast.
You need the title.
Yeah, we do.
He said to me, he's like, don't worry, it makes the store look good.
We were talking about it the other day. So now that you've made 10 million off your Pokemon store.
True, 20.
Yeah, what's next then? What's the music side of things that you're hoping to get back into that? Or are you deciding, you know what, I'm full in on my business now?
I want to get back into music. I never planned to stop making music. I just got too busy. I was just every day posting. Because you got to remember, like, Laura was doing the store and I was posting every day.
Yeah.
Even recently, last few weeks, I've stopped posting quite regularly because I'm not enjoying it as much anymore, like opening packs. It has become like more of a job.
You're not posting as much on the Pokemon?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm trying to get back into it.
What's the next step though for that? Like, are you going to then have to evolve? You see what I did there?
You're gonna have to evolve. Now, we've got something big on the way, something huge. I've told you about it as well. So yeah, it should be really, really sick, something like revolutionary in the game I can't say too much, but I'm excited for that. And I think because of that, I've been busy traveling up and down the country. So that's why I've not been posting as well. But music I want to get back into. moved flat to get three bedrooms because I got the Pokemon room now, obviously, with the yeah. I had a studio, a music studio, but it turned too much into like a content creation place. So now this room is like video streaming and it's just not creative. So I got a new room still to make music, but it's just been a long time.
Have you set up the studio yet?
It's getting there like bit by bit.
Slowly but surely. Yeah.
So Simon really wants to make more music and I help him with the music. So he's been pestering me all the time. Like, is this studio ready? Yeah, studio ready. But it should be like a few weeks away now.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I'm trying to get back into music. It's maybe
not a priority right now.
Yeah, it's not
you've got a lot of stuff going on right
well,
now.
Right? I've never really wanted to do music for like actual like work. I've always wanted to do it for the passion and stuff. I thought I did. I really thought I wanted to like be like an artist and stuff. Even though I am still one of those, I don't really want it to be my main thing.
Yeah.
I'd rather just like, you know, run the business and run other businesses and have music as a thing to fall back
on. Get that passive income up, baby.
Yeah. So I think music's where I'm like kind of like headed really. Sorry, Pokemon's where I'm going for like, I guess, like financials.
Well, I mean, like, it's setting you up, it's making you a lot of money. It's going to get to the point where you can slowly step out more employees, and then I guess you can go and focus more on.
But then I can make the music better as well.
Yeah, exactly. Because you got more time.
Yeah, I can get my own like music videos done. I can like, I don't have to sign to like a label or anything like that. I can actually just fund it myself a little bit. Yeah. So that's kind of what I want.
It's like the same with us, eventually. We're just going to get two random people and say, "This is a new fellas."
We've got some cool stuff hopefully happening over the next hopefully towards the end of the year anyways. We'll stop. We're always thinking about the next thing.
Yeah.
You know, we were thinking about the mysteries 6 months before a year before the mysteries happened.
Mysteries is a long time.
So we're already thinking about the next one. But how's what's good going? You guys, am I okay to say
new
that
studio.
Spot?
Yeah, new place coming soon. I have no idea like where it is or what it is.
Well, we got to tell a little quick story about this one. So to those of you who don't know, What's Good have gone and got themselves a new studio. Obviously, fellas leading the way, creating the way, showing everyone, look, this is how you make a good podcast.
To be fair, it's true. Like, we started that podcast as a complete just like random
just
thing.
Just chill thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and then obviously like yourselves, stepping up the game, we've been like, shit,
Simon called me the other day and he said, "Chip, I just want to let you know you're an inspiration to me." And I said, "Simon, relax." He said, "You are one of the greatest humans I've ever met. Congratulations on this new studio. Would it be okay if I went and copped a new studio?" I was like, "Simon, of course it would be." None of that happened.
So, you guys got a brand new studio.
Yeah, new studio.
Big studio, nice. But you have no idea what it looks like. And why
is
that?
You're not sending pictures of it?
No. So I went there, right? But you know the Hijingo shoot?
The Sidemen Hijingo.
The bingo, yeah. Bingo, so obviously we drank quite a bit. I drank quite a bit there as well.
Just a bit, mate.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Poor Chip. Chip went there.
I know you
were.
This is Simon's fault, by the way.
Yeah. Anyways, you went to Hijingo, you got absolutely smashed at this bingo game.
Smashed, right? And then at the end, like, Simon comes up to me, he's like, "Oh, you don't have to come to the studio, don't worry." And I was like, What studio? I was thinking, like, have we got music or something? I'm like, fuck me, I'm gone. I was really gone. And I was like, "What?" He's like, "Oh no, the podcast studio." And I was like, "Oh shit!" I was like, "No, I want to be there." I did. Yeah. I was like, "Of course I do. I'm on the podcast."
Yeah, it's your podcast.
I want to see the space. Yeah. So I was like, "I do want to come." So I went there. We got an Uber and we was with another guy like showing us around. But I told myself, I was like, you have to act professional if you're gonna go, like, because Simon was like, "Don't call me."
He saw that you were peppered. Yeah. He was like, "You're gonna make us look bad here."
Yes, yeah, so he was like, "Don't call me." I was like, "Nah, I'm coming. Don't worry." So because I said that, I was like, "Right, you have to act professional."
Yeah.
So like even in as much as getting into the Uber and like putting my seatbelt on, I was just there like. Like sat like legit, you know, making sure I was okay. Yeah. And then we chatting to the lady who was showing us around. And I was like, "Yeah, how big is this?" You know.
Yeah. You're just pretending to ask these basic questions. Yeah.
Is it got internet? Like in my head.
Does it have internet?
If you're dropping that kind of money, bro, I'd fucking hold back.
In my head, I was like, it's going well, but I do wonder how I was looking on the outside.
Yeah. So like, inside, you were thinking, "Yeah, I'm coming across hella professional," and Simon's going, "This guy's fucking embarrassing."
I could have been banging into things, but we saw three places, and I think. The last one is the one we're going to go for. Or we have gone for.
But I mean, you have no recollection of what that studio looks like.
No, I'm just picturing you walking into a door.
Yeah, just smash.
Just smashing into shit. Yeah, this place looks lovely.
Where is this fucking class right here?
Nah, yeah, so I think it's nice.
It is nice. I think so.
Got four walls in a room.
Yeah, it loops around a bit. So it's like four walls. Yeah. It's like Tetris. You know, like the L shape.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Tetris, a video game.
Yeah.
You know the L-shaped Lego bit that comes falling down a little too quick for my liking?
By the way, that shaped Tetris piece is a
the worst.
Is a fucking
the
not
worst cunt yeah, going. Yeah, I quite like I quite like the one that's got the straight and then just one in the middle.
Yeah,
yeah, those
like,
ones
like,
seem
it's
to
like,
fit.
It's like a T, but not too much. I love that because it slots in nicely.
It does. It fits in real well.
Yeah, it's like mating.
Yeah.
What?
I guess it is like mating to an extent
it is.
Well, no, the whole game's like that.
Because sometimes
it can
be like throwing a sausage down a hallway, but at other times, it's like putting a glove on.
Tetris so is like, basically sex.
Do you know what? I would be inclined to agree with that. It is just training you up to find your perfect match.
There you go. Oh, conspiracy theory.
Unlocked.
What came first? The idea for Fellas or the mysteries? Fellas.
Fellas first. Oh, no, you know what? No.
The Fellas was first, but the mysteries was very soon after.
You were asking for ages. Yeah. It definitely took over a year for the podcast to even become a thing. Because you were asking me for so long, and eventually I was like, fuck it, I'll just do it.
Yeah. What, you don't want to do it, or you're just being too lazy?
No, I didn't want to do it. I didn't think I'd be good at it, and I didn't want to do it. And then eventually, thank you.
Well, it's because I pestered him until every week.
Yeah. And then I was like, fuck, you know what? I need to do something like a little bit out of my comfort zone, otherwise I'm not fucking living.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we did that, and then I was like, I'd already spoken to Carl in the past about doing a true crime channel. I nearly set one up just on my own. And then obviously, once I've got Carl with me on the podcast, it makes more sense to do it. Then we've got that. And then hopefully in the future, can't say too much, but there'll be more stuff coming.
Yeah. So we got some other cool shit on the horizon.
Yeah, but it's constant hustle, baby.
I wake up at 4 a.m. and I go to bed at 12.
Yeah. You still clock out?
You clock out. No one clocks out.
I don't clock out. I don't speak that language.
I actually don't sleep. I'm being serious. The last week I haven't slept because I've been thinking about things to do with the fellas.
Really?
You're thinking about money, man.
Yeah. Passive income.
This Donnie last night. So I've just got my vax. This Donnie texted me at 11 last night. Bear in mind, they say that when you get your vax, you'll get like symptoms of corona for just 24 hours and you feel a bit tired. I didn't get that, but I was knackered. So I'm chilling. I'm watching Batman. Dark Knight Rises.
Really?
Yeah. I pull up my phone. Cal Freezy. Boss, could you come in studio at 11 tomorrow? We can discuss business. I've looked at it. You know what I've done? Yeah. I've locked it.
Bro, I got fucking air.
I've locked it. I point my pocket. I'm going, Cal, not today. Because I've told him just before. He's like, it's 10:30 at night. And he's like, boss, do you want to come around mine and get a haircut? I'm like, this guy. And I've got no. And he goes, what, you want to go for the rest of the week with a trim like that? And I'm like, this guy won't leave me alone.
That's good, though. That's good that you got like that.
No, he puts me into gear a lot of the time. I will say that. But last night, I was very tired. And then I woke up today. I get a text from Cal at 10:55 and it's just an eyes emoji. I've looked at it, put a phone down, set an alarm, go back to bed.
Anyways, I was still here at 11.
Yeah.
I'm like, 10 past 11.
Cal, don't tell that though. I did turn up at 12:30.
We start at midday.
Yeah.
Right? Regardless, we start at midday.
I think it's usually 12 to 1.
We said it was 12, right?
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, come an hour early, we'll talk some business, right? And then, so he obviously decides to air me. I'm there at 11, I think. Right, okay, well, at least he'll be here at the normal time, at 12 on the dot, because that's when he should be here.
Yeah.
And of course, in true Chip fashion, he turns up half an hour late.
Bro, I swear to God, I nearly slept, I think maybe nearly 12 hours. I was
That's
very,
unreal.
And then I woke up and I've slept on the jab arm. So I've woken up and I've gone, oh, I've made a mistake here. I've lifted it up and it's like, nah.
Yeah, it is weird. Like, it does kind of hurt when you bring it. Yeah,
just like really a little chicken. But other than that, my sleeping pattern has been good recently.
I've tried to improve mine. So I've been wearing my watch to try and like track it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sleep tracking apps. And they tell you like how good and quality your sleep is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you something I just bought, Randy. You're going to fucking love this.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, it was a little bit pricey, guys. Yeah. But I would recommend it if you got a little bit of money. It's about 250 quid. It's called a bed fan. So you put it at the bottom of your bed and it comes up and it goes under the duvet and it just blows air right across, you know, your bed sheet
into your ball sack
and circulates around your balls. And it's nice and cool.
Yeah.
There's no pipes, you need to go out, no windows or anything.
You're not piping with it. Would you pipe with it in with that on?
Bro, that shit I ain't turned that shit off in 6 days. I don't want to see my electricity bill.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not looking.
Bro, at it. So have you smashed with this fan on?
Oh yeah, 100%, bro.
Does it
increases performance? I went from 4 minutes to 5 in 1 week.
It's like cooling the engine. It keeps the engine cool,
exactly,
so you can
bro.
Go
it's
for
like
longer.
An intake. It's just, I swear to God, I'm just pounding, and I'm just like bed fan, baby, bed fan,
bed fan,
bed fan, baby.
So what I want to know is, my worry is that it's gonna blow up.
Yeah, but you know what?
Oh God, I didn't even think of that.
Do you know what I mean? Because you're just putting a fan under the covers.
Legit.
I've got two fire extinguishers in my flat that I bought off Amazon. I got one in the kitchen and one in my bedroom because I'm scared of getting a fire happening and blocking off my corridor. So I've got a fire extinguisher in two rooms.
Or if you're not lubed up enough and the friction is too much, it creates a fire.
Yeah, because bro, when I go out in speeds, you've seen me, right? You've seen me.
Yeah, yeah, you've seen him.
Oh, I've seen him. Yeah,
I'm like, I'm like the hare in a tortoise race. Is that the one? Turtle race? Just
no,
shut the fuck up. What is it? Rabbit?
No. Duracell rabbit. Duracell
rabbit. We know it is, bro. It's a chicken. If you watch Four Lions,
you'll know that. All right, cool. Anyways, guys, moving on to the section of the podcast called Fact or Cap.
This is my favorite new section, by the way. I just want to say we have absolutely smashed it coming
up. So the way it works, Randolph, and Chip will also be involved in this. So, you know.
Guess 1v1.
It's 1v1 here.
Yeah.
I'm going to read out something and you tell me if it is fact or if it is absolute cap. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Is there points in this?
Yeah, so we'll go 1-1. So you want to win this?
Yeah, I want to win it. I do.
Rivals. Fuck you, Bandy.
Okay, here we go.
Fuck you and that shit cap.
All right, here we go.
I won't say that because it looks a bit.
All right, here we go.
Why free?
Jim, can you shut up for 1 second?
Man, I'm in a moment.
Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler have never featured in a film together.
That's cap. That's fact.
Fact. Oh,
fuck, wait, I'll stick with my first answer.
No, you can say that. You can debate what you
want
to do.
Chat about it all you want.
Oh, okay, right.
I think that's fact. To my knowledge, I can't.
What film though?
If he says fact, because the fact is that Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler have never featured in a film together.
I've seen a lot of Jim Carrey movies.
So he's saying that they've never featured in
a film. I've seen a few Jim Carrey movies, man. Just think about it. Truman Show, you got Mess, you got Liar Liar. Think about it. Bruce Almighty. Adam Sandler ain't in these movies.
True, they're both big characters as well. I feel like they won't both sound the name on it.
I don't think you could get them both in a film. It would just be
I'm
like
going to say fact.
It's two characters that like, just, I couldn't see
too
working.
Too similar.
Yeah. I'm going to say that's... Nah. I know. You know what? I fucking hate you. You're a knobhead. I know what he's doing here. He's going too similar, innit? Too similar. Like, you can't do it. Like,
What is it? Go on.
Randy, off the top of your head, what are you thinking? You know any? Any Jim Carrey's, Adam Sandler?
No, you know, when they're starting out, maybe you never know. They might be in the same thing. I'm gonna stay with fact. You can do what you
I'm
do.
I'm gonna stay with facts as well, because I've not seen it myself, so I'm just gonna go with my own knowledge.
Okay. It is, in fact, a fact. They have never been in a movie.
Let's go, baby. That's you already know. All Alex right, told me time. I won't get one right today. Alex, you're a fraud.
Here we go.
We'll be a banger, though. Great film.
Right. No footballer has ever scored 2 goals in the same second. Fact or cap?
Yeah, it's cap.
So you think there has been?
Yeah, I think there's
a footballer scored a goal in the same second.
I mean, that's never happened.
That's never happened.
No. It has happened, and I can tell you exactly where. Can I get points for that?
Yeah, fine. You can get 2 points for this.
It's Benzema in the France and Portugal game. He scored in added time in the first half, and then he came back on in the second half and scored the same minute.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
you said the same second.
No, it is the same second.
Yeah, it is the same second. Yeah. 46.
Another
bonus point. I get the exact minute.
Wait.
46-53.
No, 46-44.
Oh! Okay, so wait, you're telling me you scored in... How did he score 2 goals in the same second, bro?
Yeah, so the first half, he scored in the 46-44 minute. And then in the second half, he scored in the 46-44 minute as well.
Oh, that's like a little bit of a trick question, though. I didn't know what you was talking. I thought you meant that in that exact same
second. I'm not going to lie, bro. You're just coming across as a small brain Donnie right
okay,
now.
Okay, bro, but what did you do last week?
I got whitewashed. I didn't get a single
bro,
right.
He went 0-7.
Oh, no.
He got 0-7. Oh, no. Okay, so that's 2-1.
Here we go. Ready? Camels have one set of eyelashes. Do camels have more than one? Oh, wait. No, I should say. Camels have one set of eyelashes.
Doesn't everyone?
Well, yeah, but camels are not us, so.
Camels are not humans, Chips.
You ain't seen certain humans, bro.
I'm not joking. Some girls are going on nights out, they fuck up their eyelashes, it looks like they got
more than one.
Hella sex.
Yeah. I reckon they do have more than one.
You need a drink.
A bev top up.
Okay, cool. What are you saying?
By the way, surely got net that.
Oh, that for whiskey, you, that whiskey has
that's
been
piss ball from you.
And he's not even sipped on that. Oh my god.
Money's money. You lucky. I love that from you. That's
huge.
That's impressive. Anyway, so.
Here we go. I'll just talk more. There.
By the way, this one is.
So wait, do camels?
What do you mean by one set? Like, I'm not falling for another trick question. Give me the deep. Like, what?
Bro, it's not
mean?
That deep, bro. It's just about fucking camels. Look, do camels like us have one set of fucking eyelashes?
I think they have more because they've got two humps. So that's kind of sus already.
Not all of them have two humps, Randy. You know,
they?
Right?
You've got
no,
two.
No, there's two types of camels.
I didn't know that. Well, I don't know that.
I'm gonna say, fuck, it's such a weird, I'm gonna say it's, they have one set.
They have one set, and you're gonna go with?
More than one set.
You're gonna go with more set, you would say Cap. Okay. It is in fact Cap, they have three sets of eyelashes, bro.
3-1, bro. Oh, I'm getting dusted out in these streets.
Here we go, ready?
Dusted.
If you add two numbers on the opposite, oh, well, this one's kind of stupid, but this is a vintage Alex BTS thing.
All right.
If you add the two numbers on the opposite sides of dice together, the answer is always 7. I mean, you can literally just go and figure this out if you want.
I'm just trying to think.
True.
Yeah?
So, wait, what?
Is it?
Wait, what? No, is it? That can't be. I'm doubting it now. No, true. True. It is true.
Yeah.
It's true. True. It's true. Fact.
Come on, Crimes.
Do you know what a dice looks like?
Come on, then.
Because I fucking don't.
Who's the stupid? One of us here is really stupid. I don't know which
one
it is.
I'm going to go for the other one. You go for, what are you going for?
I think it's true.
Okay, I'll go for Cap.
It is, in fact, a fact. There you go. They always add up to 7. Okay.
He's waving you now.
Yeah, I'll take a Corona, please, boss. You haven't got any more? Do we have any cider or anything? Any beers? I'll take another beer.
What, no whiskey?
So if 2 is on one side of a dice and the other side says 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Nearly 3% of the ice in Antarctic glaciers is penguin urine.
That's cow. Wait, nearly
3%. Wait, say that again.
So nearly 3% of the ice in Antarctic glaciers is penguin urine. Penguin piss.
That feels...
3%.
That's gotta be true, bro. I swear, this 3%. Fucking shit.
Nah, it has to be cap.
No, you know, listen, think about 3% of that. So much ice.
Yeah, but a lot of ice. So many penguins, though.
Bro, there ain't enough penguins to produce 3% of the world's ice then. Is fucking penguins. So,
Antarctic ice.
So it's cap then.
Okay, but there ain't much ice anywhere else but the Antarctic.
Yeah, okay,
so.
Right, you make a fair point there, Chip.
You're telling me 3% of the ice that's like on this planet, like up in the Antarctic, whatever, is penguin piss. Okay, so what? Is the other fucking 1.5% shit?
Maybe, it might be the next question.
No, but think of all the ice that's on the water, everything. It can't, nah, man. It's cap. It's got to be cap.
Oh, yeah, cap. Yeah, I think it's cap as well.
I thought you
said fact at first, though.
It's cap.
No. Okay.
Cap.
No, it's cap. I did say fact at first, but that was me making a joke. That
it is, in fact, a fact. Penguins have been letting it loose,
bro. They pissing crazy, dog.
I didn't want it to be fact, but it is. I'm really sad.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, here we go. You can sneeze during sleep. Fact or
wow.
Can you sneeze during sleep, guys?
No.
Yes. Well,
you're saying cap?
Yes.
No. I'm not locking it in, but my reason is apparently you can't sneeze with your eyes closed. No, you can't sneeze with your eyes open, right? You can sneeze.
Yeah, fact. I think you can do it.
Yeah, you can.
We're both going with facts. And the answer is cap. You can't sneeze because the nerves that trigger sneezing are also sleeping.
Wow.
So when you trigger them, you wake up.
Fucking hell.
At least we're fucking learning somewhere.
Wait, so hold on. What if, right? Yeah. Someone's asleep. Say you're asleep, Chip, and I come over there near you and I've got like a feather.
I'd be worried
and
about
like
that.
Putting it in your nose.
Yeah.
You're saying you're never gonna sneeze. Or would you wake up then sneeze?
You wake up and sneeze.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. You might never sneeze, for real. You might never sneeze. Unless you woke up and then you're like, oh shit.
You have to wake up. That's mad.
All right, here we go. There is a world championship for throwing mobile phones.
Nah, this is fact that it has to be.
You seen the shit
throwing mobile.
So much weird shit around.
I swear to God, in China they up to crazy shit. You seen the game show where they wrap a woman up like a mummy while she's awake?
What? Is that just killing her?
Yeah, but they don't care, bro. That game show's slapping.
Yeah, listen, right into through the roof.
Yeah, I reckon that's true.
Yeah, it's true. It's
true.
Yeah, of course. Some neckbeard somewhere doing that.
All right, well. It is in fact true.
Yeah,
that is fact.
Nice, come on, baby.
Do you know what else is a fact here? And this is a personal one. Yeah, does Cal need a piss right now?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
I'll go for it. Yeah.
Piss in my mouth, dog.
If anyone else needs a piss, you can roll through.
All right. Ready to go. What's next?
Sorry, I came back. By the way, I have something I want to talk about. Just like in terms of going to the toilet. Yes, I was there.
You got pals.
And these ones were like quite tight around my waist. And for the first time in a long time, usually, right, I'll just pull down my pants.
Yeah.
And then I'll just get the meat scepter out. Yeah.
You don't actually need to pull it down.
No. But so this time, I pulled it down to like my thighs, like the full thing had come down, and I thought this is really strange.
Nah, bro. Yeah. What I do is I, like you said, I pull it down, tuck it under the balls.
What?
Wait, you're talking? Oh my god, I just see it's what you do. So you, the waistband goes underneath your balls.
Yep.
And, you, and do you do you control it or do you just let it go?
Bro, I swear to god, the technique is unbelievable. That it's a complete control piss. I'm in complete control.
Really?
Yeah, it's like
so you put it on there. Do you not find it like, bro, pushes it a bit too forward and it goes all over?
Mate, he's watched too much anime.
It's ultra instinct piss. That's really? What it is, man. I swear to god, ultra instinct piss. You gotta try it, guys. You gotta try it.
But what? How do you pull yours down or do you just the front?
Yeah,
bit?
It's just the front. Yeah, bit. The front bit. But yeah, but my issue is, right, is I've got my boxer shorts. Yeah. Some of them I've got no control of this. My mum buys me for Christmas. Yeah. Right. They're made out of bamboo. That's what I get.
You got bamboo.
Bamboo boxers, bamboo socks. It's a wave.
You're getting a splinter on the top of your knob.
You know it's good for cooling.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's comfy. It's so comfy. Yeah, anyway, they get it fine. So it's like you know, fabric.
Nah, I've done by this.
Anyway, some of them are like actual, I've got like, you know, holes in them to get your, you know, piece out. Yeah, but some don't.
Yeah.
So they're one of the difficult ones.
I've never been a man that uses the piece hole.
No, has, oh. I was going to say, bro, can so we actually get...
Yeah,
I
do it, yeah.
You no, actually unzip what? Your jeans and then find your hand through the other pocket in the bar.
What do you do? I swear to God, jean zipper is full bullshit. Bro, never use that.
I do that.
What, really? Okay, Sam, do you use the zipper in the jeans? Never, it's too risky. What if your knob gets caught in the little zipper?
Exactly.
Oh my
god. Because, you know,
it's built for that though. The reason it's for that.
Yeah, it's one of the worst inventions I've ever seen.
So what do you do? Just pull it down?
I pull it down.
I'm a big ladder. I can't just pull it down. I have to unbutton if I'm going to do that.
See,
I'm not saying.
Unbuttoning is fine, but if you've got joggers on, you pull that shit out.
Yeah, joggers are a different story.
You tuck under the balls and then
joggers don't have zips on them though.
Yeah.
If you've got some joggers with zips on it, it's a weird jogger. Weird jogger.
Mate, I've just deeped what the zip. Yeah, the zip is not for you to poke your sausage through, right? Yeah. It's not for it because this is what a zipper's for. You unbutton the top and then you zip it down and so it opens up like a fucking triangle.
Nah, bro.
Zippers ain't for that, bro.
You open it up and reach in. You reach in.
You reach in. You're digging around for your tiny little rod, yeah?
Yeah.
And bro, I don't even know mine comes out the fucking... I don't think it's got that sort of length, you know?
You got it all wrong, bro.
Yeah, for real.
You use a zipper in the summer.
You know what's mad? You know I went somewhere recently with my brother?
With your uncle?
Close.
Triple always goes on holiday with his uncle, so it's mad.
Nah, it's a shopping centre, right? In UK. You know in America, you go for a piss.
I swear your uncle always used to take you shopping centre.
Get some new clothes for the weekend.
Just take me PC World and buy me PlayStation 2 memory cards. Of course, I had to do some memory time.
That is fucked.
No, it's not actually true.
No, bro, if it's true, then it is what it is, bro. Anyways, let Randy tell his story. Bro,
don't you think it's fucking worth it, though, as a kid with no money? What?
There is no way.
To be fair, those memory cards. Up,
Those
memory cards are hard to get though. You can only fill like one save file on them.
Thing is, like, look, I'm 12 years old. I've walked in. Right. I've got no memory card. I've lost it. Whatever. My uncle's like, boom, look, we're in PC World. £4. I'm like, shit, bro. I ain't got £4 to save my life. You know, I'm hustling. But
why
I'm
is
not
it? It feels surreal.
Yeah. And
next thing you know, the memory card's in my pocket. I'm at home. I've done what I've needed to do. People always say I got big forearms. I'm fucking Navy SEAL in that business, bro.
Fair enough, bro. Yeah.
I hustled.
I respect, man.
Nervous. He's spilling it all over the mic.
For the memory card.
Passive income. Uncle providing the passive income, you know?
No, so I'm going to this shopping center, right? You know, in America, when you go for a piss, they've got walls there, isn't it? You're in your own little cubicle if you want, at the urinal. In this place, right, it's a black like wall, but it's like shiny gloss. So it's reflecting.
So just reflecting your knob.
So I'm sitting next to my brother like,
we're talking about piss.
I'm like, bro, I didn't even piss. I went there. I was like, you know, not for me. Held it in.
Are you a man to get stage right?
Yeah, I went to watch the diversity once at Mecca.
With his uncle.
I went to watch diversity dance group once at Manchester Apollo.
With your
uncle? No, I've not gone with my uncle this time. Anyway, I'm in the fucking toilets and there's this old man stood next to me and I've just looked left, he's looked right and I've gone, oh no. And I just come piss and I'm stood there for 30 seconds like, just like, oh no.
Nothing's happening.
And I've had to just put my dick away and go back to
the
my
walk
seat.
Of shame that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and I'm still dying.
because you know that he knows you've not pissed.
Yeah, but I shit in public.
Because you hear it, right? Yeah. So you know.
Or in this case, the bloke's just looking. You know, so...
I tell you what, once I went to this place called Shell Island, right?
Right.
It's like...
With your uncle or?
No. Donnie from across the road.
My neighbour.
No, but he went to my school, it's my friend. Yeah. Anyway, so I've gone to this place called Shell Island. It's like, so at night time, the tide comes in, you actually can't get off the island. It's like
oh, yeah. How what? Convenient.
Same type of vibe, you know.
All kinds of mad shit going on in that gaff. No, but I'm a good runner, so don't worry. Anyway, so like, I'm just walking along the beach and I'm like, shit, I need shit.
What?
Yeah. I guess my mate, like, where's the nearest thing? He's like, bro, 40-minute walk. I was like, no problem. I've scooped out a little hole in the beach.
There's no one about.
I look left, I look right, and it's just fucking empty. I've squatted and I've just gone.
What was it, like a shotgun spray?
No, it was like Tommy gun.
What did you do after though?
They've gone for a shit. It's rabbit droppings. That's what it was.
That's the worst.
I've turned around.
You don't feel like that's satisfying.
I've turned around. I've looked at it and I've gone, not bad. Just give to sand over it.
How did you wipe though? You didn't.
No, bro.
He went home with a shitty hole.
I was a kid. You just got to roll with it.
Shouldn't into the sea.
Best you can do is get a leaf.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Sting a nettle.
Yeah. Or you use your hand and then wash yourself in the sea.
Or you get uncle to sort you out.
He wasn't there, bro. He wasn't there, but he would do it first.
Your poor uncle, bro.
He's a good man. He's a good man. Listen, I got them PlayStation memory cards.
Yeah, that's all that mattered, really.
You lot weren't getting them memory cards.
Anyways, guys, what we always like to do on this podcast is
we should get my uncle on this.
All right, so one second. We've got relationship advice.
Okay.
Now, oh, actually, sorry. BTS, is this relationship advice or is this sex stories gone wrong?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Did we not do the porking one now? No. Cool. That's for next week. Tune in next week for a bad porking stories gone wrong. Feel free to shoot us DMs with the one time. Maybe you shat on a Donny or whatever it might be.
Maybe you did.
Yeah, okay, here we go. This one's from a fella. We always give him anonymous names.
Can you
give us a name for him?
Reef.
That's fucking Reef. Ocean Reef. Remix.
No, not Reef. I'm thinking more of the crypto. Reef.
Reef.
You're chatting about the beach, the water.
Chilling on the pod.
No, I don't earn any. I would rather
we
not.
We do not give financial advice on this podcast. Anyways, here we go. My missus has started to piss me off.
Fuck's sake. Shit, this came out. I'm so sorry.
That stinks as well, man.
No, what? Come on, man.
No? My missus has started to piss me off for no reason. I love her, but I'm starting to dread spending time with her at the moment for no reason. Should I sack her off or talk to her? Or just push through the pain.
Sounds like every relationship ever.
Nah. It's not like every relationship ever.
No, never. No, my.
Love the pod boys. Stay safe. What are you saying? Do you think if you are like you're just not feeling chatting to your missus no more? Do you think it's is it a lost cause? Does he chat to her? Does he say your banner is fucking dry? I don't really know how that conversation goes.
No, yeah, sorry.
Just like you said.
Yeah. Your banner is dry. I'm gone. Now I don't know. It depends if how long it's going on for. Like if you're just like sick of it, like on like a momentary basis, like a weekend or a week, then just allow it. But like if you actually don't like your girlfriend, then leave. Yeah. Don't leave.
Leave.
End it. Well, end it. Then leave.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh right. Yeah. Don't say. Go and shop and never come back.
You're not gonna end it and stay, are you, Andy?
Some people do.
Do they?
They just live it. Oh, they do actually. When people end it and then they have to live with their girlfriend for another 6 months or the 10 years.
Because imagine that's
a path to the Marlboro Cold, sir, man.
You know how long it takes to get like a place, right? You can't just be like, oh, I'm out then, and then what? You gotta go and like fill in forms for next.
Yeah,
six
have
months.
You seen it? There? So you have to chill with you have to live with your ex girlfriend for another 6 months till the lease goes out. Yeah, and she's bringing every Donny under the sun back to the gap. Yeah, she's getting run through every single night, and you have to sit there shaking. In your fucking chair because the fucking vibrations through the wall are giving you crippling anxiety.
You're in a studio flat.
Oh, you're in a studio.
you're in the kitchen.
You're in the kitchen. You're the cameraman.
Fuck me.
You're Matt Hancock's wife.
That sounds like super hard to me.
But now, for real, if you're not enjoying the vibe, you can't.
Yeah, you gotta go, right?
Yeah. Or fix it yourself. Maybe you're dead. Maybe you got dead.
Maybe I'm dead. What?
Yeah, maybe you are.
All right, here we go. Actually, Randolph, because obviously you are a married man, and I'm sure that you have you've had lots of conversations with your wife, with Laura, about like sex and things maybe getting a little bit boring in the bedroom. Okay. The, you know, you get a classic case of a dead bedroom, right? You know about that one, dead bedroom.
Yeah,
dead bed.
Right. Well, this guy's got a little bit of a different one, maybe. This one says, "My missus wants to peg me."
Okay, right? Well, hold on. I've never been there.
Wait, you've never been pegged?
No, I've never been pegged.
Okay, here we go. No. And if I say no, she starts getting very aggressive and angry. Yeah. He said, "I don't want anything except her tongue going near it." Yeah. What should I do? Right. Okay. So this chick, yeah, she's wanting to whack on like an 8-incher and get to work.
Yeah,
right?
She wants to do that. Yeah.
What are you saying? Like, she's obviously upset that she's being told no.
Yeah.
Has your wife ever approached you and said, "I would like to do something," and you've gone, "That's not really for me"?
To be fair, nah. Not on this level either, no. But I think in reality, what I would do in that situation is you have to be honest, right?
Yeah.
You got to think.
Communication.
If you're going to be with someone for an extended period of time, hopefully forever, then you can't like always go through life like saying no.
Screaming, "Let me peg you," and you're crying because you don't want to be pegged.
So you got to say, "I'm not into this, but I'm into this." Maybe say that, you know, that's too far. Yeah, let's meet in the middle and then go from there. Yeah. But also let her know what you like as well.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting.
What would you do, Chip? Would you get pegged?
Not by an 8-incher.
Not by an 8-incher. Okay, well, you're taking a 4-incher.
If we can take it down a peg.
I see what you did there.
Listen, when I'm 60, then...
No, yeah, by the way, I was saying, yeah, when you get into the older ages, yeah, I'd say pretty much anything runs at that point.
I'll take a dick. Yeah. But like a...
We're cutting that out. That is out of context.
No, I mean...
This podcast is nuts.
I knew we should go Randy on him.
That's my
joke. I mean, a fake dick. When I'm 60, I'll take the dick.
You didn't know.
Telling you won't do it when you're 60? You won't take like a little fake dick.
Oh, I think I got to think about it, bro. I think
in the dark specials.
Yeah, because it's fake. It's not gonna nut in your anything.
Well, sometimes they do.
This is nuts.
Sometimes you got ones that do.
Oh, where they got squirters in the inside?
Yeah, that's nuts. All right, but guys, we need to move on to the next one, please. All right, this is nuts. All right, cool. Anyways, we've got another fella here. His name is
Michael.
Michael.
Yeah.
Michael says, "I'm a 21-year-old Brazilian fella that is in need..."
Maybe not Michael.
Michael. He said, that is in need of a bit of advice.
Okay.
Sorry. "I've been fat all of my life, and that's really knocked my confidence down over the years to the point where I wouldn't even talk to girls because in my head, I knew that they'd reject me. But around the start of the pandemic last year, I decided to get my stuff together and finally lost some weight." Right, he went from 130 kilos, and he's lost almost 40 kgs, roughly 90 kilos
that's
now.
That's mad. Tell me how.
That's crazy. That's
drop the routine.
Yeah.
"And now that I live, now where I live, the lockdown restrictions have been somewhat lifted. I decided to go out more, but I'm still not able to talk to girls. Because in my head, I'm still that fat, ugly kid. Anyway, after all that waffle, I'm pretty much asking, how can I go out and start liking my own body and gain some confidence?" Any tips on body confidence, guys? That's what we're here for.
I don't know.
I think you do have to be happy with what you are. I think you have to really do that.
I guess you
have to be comfortable.
That's his question, though, isn't it? I guess he's trying to say, like, how do I become happy with what I now have? Yeah. He still sees himself as 130 kg donut, and he's trying to say, like, look at me now. I'm 90 kg and I look way better. But how do I realize that now I look way better?
I would say, before you go out, or whatever you're doing, look in the mirror and big yourself up.
Yeah.
I mean, be like, you know, you've done this.
Have you seen the clip in Cool Runnings?
Cool Runnings, yeah.
Yeah. You know where he's looking in Yeah, that one.
Have you seen
that movie?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
The bit where he's like, "I see power."
Yeah.
You gotta hype yourself up in the mirror.
That's good.
You have to do that. Yeah. I think the chatting to girls part is the easier part, I think. But it's like, once you got that confidence, then it's easy.
You know what you have to do is you just gotta do it.
Also, when you go in gym, like normally, like I'm guessing he's done this as well. But when I was going gym, I was taking a picture near enough, like every 2 days, every day, and then I would go and be like, look at the pictures when I was 54 kg, and then go look at 69 kg picture, and I'd look at it and I'd be like, oh my god, like I'm a Greek god now. And I still didn't even look like one, but I've been so gassed that I'll be like, wow, I look great now. I think that's important to compare.
Be happy with the progress. And also, like, if you're chatting to someone, hopefully the person or the right person will also respect what you've done more so than if you hadn't done
it. Rock up to someone and be like, do you recognize this person?
Yeah. Hype yourself up.
Yeah. All right, next one, we got a Felita. Are you checking your watch? Don't worry, we're almost done.
No, it's not. I got a notification. Not checking the time.
Yeah, what, you hit 2 mil rev?
No, it's upload.
Oh, okay.
Bad deal?
Yeah.
Money, baby.
Here we go. All right, so we got Felita. Her name is?
Oh, Rath. I thought Felita is a female fella.
Yes.
Sorry, I thought her name was Felita. Can I just keep it Felita?
Yeah, you could call her Felita. That's if a nice name.
Call Felita.
Yeah, all right, okay. Jeez. Hey, fellas, loving the pod. Anyway, I've been with my girlfriend for 6 months now, and she recently cheated on me.
Don't love that. Sorry, I peaked too early.
She came clean, and after a bit of a break, we're back together. By the way, that's a big L for you. Mm. I trust her fully. She's not the problem. No, she is the problem. However, her sister, who is also a lesbian, is kind of moving to me, and she's really fit. And won't lie, I kind of do fancy her. Do I go for it or stay in the relationship I'm in or do both? Eek. Cheers, fellas. This is nuts.
That's an entanglement.
Yeah, Will Smith. That's an entanglement.
First of all, fucking hell, I don't know. You just don't be in a relationship. just live the single life.
If someone's gonna cheat on you and you forgive them and then find a way to trust them, you can't betray that trust.
I feel like it. Like, I'm always curious about when people get cheated on. Like, what is the genuine solution to overcoming that and get married and living the rest of your life good together? Does that actually happen?
Okay, let me tell you. If you were cheated, like, first of all, you hold an L for taking back the person that cheated on you, because ultimately it's never going to be the same.
No, you don't respect. You're not respecting yourself.
In the back of your head, you're always thinking,
it's an out.
What if? It's an out.
But it's more difficult than that sometimes when people are super deep in.
Yeah. We've already accepted that Felita has taken an L. Yep. Okay, she has said that now the girl, her girlfriend, sister, is moving to her. So what I would say is, look, all is fair in love and war.
Are you thinking bang them both?
You
revenge?
No. You shag the sister.
I was thinking you do both.
You shag the sister. But both aren't going to agree to do it at the same time. But you shag the sister, and you cheat on your girlfriend.
You never know. And if you don't ask, you don't get. If you don't shoot, you don't score.
Oh my God, Chip.
I dropped a little bit of philosophy on you there, right there.
Anyways, listen up here, Felita. Look, if I were you, you know what it is on the fellas. It's not the best advice, but it's honest advice.
We'll probably ruin your life.
Ultimately, port the other chick and then say, sorry, I cheated on you. Now we call it evens. Look, and then from there, you both part ways and you go on and...
What we've done now is we've asked Randy the question and then we've taken it off him and going to ruin their life.
No, I mean, it's everyone.
Randy didn't give it. If you want genuine advice, listen to Randy's, because Randy actually gave good advice there. So here we go. Next up, we have got a fella. His name is...
Chip.
Oh, Chip. Brilliant.
Chip said, I just asked out a lass and she said yes. So I wanted some good first date options. Go on, fella.
Go on, brother.
Feel like the cinema is too boring. Boo.
Very boring.
Budget is about 60 quid for the both of us. Mate, 60 quid is a decent budget.
Okay. Yeah, that's
30
good.
Quid each.
2 words, go-kart.
Okay, no.
What the fuck, Randy?
If you're Chip.
No.
You're going to impress the shit out of
him. It isn't Chip.
To be fair, his name's Chip. I would take a girl go-karting because
on a first date.
I would absolutely smoke her and then go... Could have been Lewis Hamilton if I didn't get injured.
I mean,
60 quid, in my opinion, like, is the strip, one of the best things you could do. Just straight up, so basic. Just hit up mini golf and drinks. It's so easy.
It's good, but it's basic, isn't it?
It's basic.
On TikTok, I see people go golfing.
Yeah, it's
golfing.
Basic, but it's a first date. You're just trying to get to know each other, you know?
Like, you might not even like
it. You don't need to take it somewhere fancy.
But if you go crazy golf, you can't be too competitive.
You have to
fake the shot as well, just to chat to
her. And what you do is... I know you're listening on Spotify right now, guys. So what I'm doing right now is I've just come behind Cal and it's his first shot. And Cal's
embracing.
Like, oh my God, I don't have enough power on this shot. And I come right behind you here.
Oh my God.
And then I swing.
You sound like your uncle.
And then I'm like, oh my God, look, we just did it together.
Yeah?
Oh my God, my uncle's been rubbing off on me.
Do you used to go golf with your uncle?
You know what I mean?
You and your uncle used to go the 9 holes.
The what?
9 holes.
9 holes?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh,
well,
bro.
There's more than 9 holes if you know what I'm talking about.
mini golf's okay. Yo, do you know what? Yeah, the best first date, straight up, right? In my opinion, go to the shop, get a bunch of I'm gonna assume you're 18 here, by the way.
Right.
I don't know, but I'm gonna assume because you got 60 quid to spend on a first date. That's 18 year old money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Go to a shop, get some booze, get some snacks, do a picnic.
Oh, picnic.
That's a good
picnic.
Idea.
Especially in London.
Bro, go out. Great if you're idea. In London, some great spots. You've got a Greenwich Park. You've got a Primrose Hill.
Yeah. Sick.
You've got
there's like a 1 month
Hampstead
window,
Heath.
So there's like if you live in London in the UK, there's about 1 month window in the entire year for this to happen. But this is
yeah. But no, but now's probably the window just
yeah,
about.
Yeah. No, it's raining all week, bro. We're in the middle of June.
Look,
end of June.
Look, you've got to fucking bring an umbrella if you need to bring an umbrella, okay?
It's true though, because you get to talk then. Like,
yes.
Cinema, you can't talk.
Yeah,
really.
No,
you really can't talk.
And if she doesn't wear a sundress, then just sack it off anyways.
Yeah, bro. No. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time.
Exactly. All right, cool. Yeah. Here we go. Next up. Oh, and by the way, that's coming well under budget. You can save some money, put it in the bag.
That was a good question, you know. I feel like out of all the questions, we've never actually had that one.
Like a normal question.
Jesus Christ.
Here we go. We got another one. This one is from a Felita.
Okay.
Her name is
Rochelle.
Rochelle.
Yeah.
Rochelle says, absolutely like love the podcast.
Thank you.
Weekly Spotify listener here.
Oh, big money.
Shout
money.
Out to
money.
You, Rochelle.
Yeah, make sure you guys
I got one.
On
she said, I got one for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, she got one for us. What my boyfriend that? Prioritizes, have I said that right? Yeah, prioritizes. Yeah, they just spelled it wrong. That's why. His mate over me. For example, when his mate rings, whilst we chilling, he will instantly forget I exist and go straight out with him. Is he a keeper?
Like go out? Not
go out. Like he's just sacking it off.
He doesn't even answer it. He just leaves.
No. He picks up the phone and his boy says, come to the pub.
He goes.
And he's off to the pub. There's a level of respect that has to be had here, first of all, because that he's an alpha male.
Yeah.
He's an alpha male.
He's a hard one. To be fair, there's a lot of times where, you know, you're going to do something with the boys and then the girl's just like,
look,
what the hell?
Ultimately, honor your commitment. Okay. So if you, if your girlfriend, right, she's round for the week. Okay, and she's around for the week and she's just chilling and it's just good vibes and you say some of the boys have hit me up, they're going pub, I'm gonna go link up with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely fine, because guess what, you're spending a lot of your time with them. If they can't appreciate you or want to go see your friends, then that's their problem. But if you invite your girlfriend around for that night and you say, come around, come spend a night with me,
commit,
and then you get a bell at 9 p.m saying like, come to the pub.
That's outrageous.
And then you sack off. He's not a keeper, sweetheart. You got a sweet chin music in maybe.
Bro, I always do that with you. You always call me. You'll call me like, we're going pub, but sorry, lady.
I'm off. Freezies on the blower.
This calls.
If it's organized though, if you've organized like a night, like a date night, movies.
No. You just go, bro. When Freezy calls, you go.
Fair enough. But no, I agree with you. Yeah, for sure. But then don't be mad if you're just like every day just watching TV, do nothing. He goes out. Then don't be mad at that.
Or here we go.
Organize something yourself. You know, say let's go and do something.
You got to do that.
Or you switch it on a toxic vibe. Yeah. Next time he invites you round, you go round. You text one of your girls. You say, in 1 hour, call me and say, let's go do
something. I like that.
You got to play both ways. You know what I'm saying? You get revenge. Yeah. Try
so there's ways you guys can approach this. We can approach this in a neutral, respectful way, or you can follow the fella's advice and get on your toxic shit and really just fuck shit up.
Yeah, do that. Yeah.
But ultimately, like, just know your relationship will end in tears. Yeah. But you had a good time doing it.
Yeah.
It's
still
life, fun. But it's just part of the game.
All right, last one. Here we go. Are you guys ready?
I'm always ready. Look at me. Do I look ready right now?
Yeah, you do actually look ready.
You do.
So I had to burp out the toxic sins.
Yeah. Oh, is it heavy?
Sinned in our lives.
This one's nasty.
Sinned
this one's
nasty.
Yeah. Have you sinned a lot?
Yeah.
Are you religious?
I was. That's why I sinned a lot.
Oh, okay.
So what? You was religious and then you was like,
I grew up in a proper church family.
How did that, you just went, oh, this is cap and just.
Can't say that, bro. That's nuts.
Bro, I'm on my religious shit lately. You've been on Moses' back for fucking weeks. Weeks of Moses. Donnie won't leave Moses alone.
I think, to be fair, I enjoy the community aspects of it and all that stuff. Yeah. But maybe the actual facts. I don't believe, it's not facts, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you can prove it, then fuck all for it.
Let's not get too techie with it.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Felita, the final one. What are we saying?
Oh, Felita, final
it's gotta
one.
Be Mary, right?
No, not Mary. No, I'm going.
That's what I was thinking.
Mariana. I'm taking what you've given me and adding a little bit.
A remix.
That's what I do. Yeah. Diss track.
It's like when I jump on a tune. All right, here we go. Okay, well, it's an ex, but there was still a problem and would be great to get your opinion. So my ex had a problem with me being friends with our mutual friend and didn't like us being friends. Towards the end of our relationship, he accused me of being unfaithful and that things didn't add up. I was working loads during the pandemic with the NHS. Yo, shout out to you. Can I get a clap? It's not Thursday, but we clap. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, I love that. If you were listening, the whole studio just erupted.
Everyone crazy.
Was clapping. Nuts. Even Sam was clapping.
It was nuts. My ears are actually bleeding. All right. When I ended it, I found out that within 12 hours, he slept with someone else. Within 12 hours of breaking up, he slept with someone
like
else.
A knob.
So I want your guys' opinion. Was he projecting his insecurities on me because he had done something wrong? Or was it him attempting to get over the relationship?
Yeah, I think she might have nailed it there. I feel like he's been flirting with someone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, he's trying to... He's fucked it, in my opinion. He's been doing some dodgy shit. Maybe something's gone wrong, or he's known he's feeling a bit guilty. He's trying to be like, oh, yeah, you're way too close to this guy. In reality, he's just out
He's just
there.
Trying to get... No, I think he's trying to find a way out.
Maybe he likes someone else, whatever. He's just doing it in such a very weird, strange way, and it's not the way you should do it.
I swear there's a word for it, yeah. It's one of them woke words that I don't know.
Talking about gaslighting.
Is that what it is?
Nah, where
he's making
like
it
where,
seem like she done something wrong.
Yeah. Oh, it is. That's what it is, yeah.
We got the nod. But yeah, okay, so he's just gaslighting you, that's what it is.
Yeah, I guess in reality, you gotta just try and find a way to get over it, right? Because he probably isn't the one.
Well, she don't, fuck that guy. Yeah,
no,
fuck that guy.
Not worry about it, because like, obviously, if that's the case, then he wasn't the one anyway,
yeah,
so.
Like 10 hours later or some shit?
12 hours.
Like, that's just fucking outrageous. Like.
Yeah, bro, just sack, like, I know you've already sacked him off because she's already said it's an ex. She just wanted to get our opinion. Look,
take your mind off it.
Anybody
move
that
on,
could do that within like the first 12 hours. Like,
all right, so that's the good advice. The next one is what you want to go ahead and do, yeah, is you want to get a guy around quick time, yeah, and then post a picture of you.
You hella touched it today, bro.
Yeah, bro, you get a picture of you, and what you do is a picture of the TV screen. You're watching Netflix, yeah, and just make sure his hand is in the pic.
Oh.
Yeah? You just make sure his hand's
what,
in the
pic. What, are you talking a little bit? But special?
Huh? The what?
Little bed special.
Maybe actually. That could be the little move right there.
Little bed.
Just get a little nail.
With a little ring on it.
Ring.
And if you could ask the Donnie to like just squeeze his hand, get the veins going.
Make sure his veiny hands are there as well. Because it looks like
you're with Vinny Hacker or some shit. Proper TikTok boy.
That you're just piping some worldy. He's gonna come crawling back real quick. But anyways, like I said, that's a toxic virgin. We give you two options there, and it's on. We always like to give you guys the options here. You take the pick. You want the toxic one, or do you want the one that is healthy for you? I don't know.
Nah, toxic's away, I think.
100%. Anyways, guys, that is going to wrap it up for today's episode. Yo, Randolph, you have been an absolute legend, as always.
I knew it was going to be a good one with Randolph.
Always good with Randy.
Thank you. Get the details, and then you just get, you know.
All the best with PokéRand as well.
Thank you.
If you guys haven't and you are interested in Pokemon, then go ahead and check that out. Just check out your channel. All the deets and stuff are all on there.
They're all on there, yeah. Just Google me.
Yeah.
Oh, you super some money, we'll put PokéRand in the description below.
Yeah, whoa. Don't say the word too much. He certainly doesn't pay us enough for that.
You don't need to do that.
Okay, guys. Oh my fucking
God. Yeah. Anyway, also guys, don't forget to check out the Fellas Mysteries. The link will be in the description every Monday. Yeah. A new Mysteries Monday.
I don't know when this one will be out, but we have just done a serial killer episode and he almost gets a pay blow.
Yes, and
kills.
It's a banger.
I've not watched these, but I want to. I really want to.
Wow. Well, it's on YouTube, it's fucking free.
How many episodes you done?
Six.
I'm watching all tonight.
All right, cool.
Now that's just cap.
How long is it? Is it 20 minutes?
That is
20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
End of tomorrow, I'll see them all.
All right, cool. Anyways, guys, thank you very much for watching. If you are on YouTube, please head on over to Spotify and Apple Music. Go and just click the follow button. That's all you got to do. Not even asking you to listen to it on there, but if you want to go ahead and do that as well, that'll be fucking amazing. And then, if you haven't already, hit the notification bell on YouTube. Subscribe to that. Guys, much love. Once again, Randy, thank you very much for coming on.
So
and we'll see you guys on the next episode. Laters.
Peace.